Your fear of whatever they're going to do.
Black Phillip.
Fat-tongued mongoloid.
Love Doctor.
I told my girl she's the fourth most important thing in my life.
So sensitive.
It was me, my career,
family,
my mother, and then her.
Smooth as silk.
She only thinks she knows shit because I tell her shit.
Oh, wow. Keeping your pimp hands strong.
I think my girl in my life is worth five bitches now. Patrice O'Neill, and sitting in is the lovely Dante Reggie Nero with tight clothing. He's been working out. And we got Drew Boogie chilling with us, man.
Oh, no mic.
Huh? Oh, you didn't turn the mic on? Look, and we got Danny running the show. He got cell phone getting pizza upstairs. Is that the pizza, Danny? Danny's running, Bobby running back and forth.
There we go. I didn't know you were a guest on the show, so I didn't have your mic.
Not getting paid.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. Where you going, Danny? Where you going? I'm Patrice O'Neill. I'm not Black Phillip. This is a Black Phillip show. It's like Hootie and the Blowfish, we told you. And we apologize, man. We really do apologize for the fact that we left you guys for so long. I think the last show was like in like April, something like that. And, we thought it was going pretty good at some point, and there we are, money. You know, everything's good free. I mean, to be honest, when you get radio time for free, it's something. But, you know, once somebody says, okay, look, we're going to have you work, you go, all right, well, give me some money to work. I'd rather do it free when I want to.
And have fun.
And have some fun with it. And be like, oh, I'm excited to be here, as opposed to, all right, this is my job. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why we went away for a little while, but, you know, and I apologize. We left a lot of you guys lonely. I get my MySpace, there's people writing. Patrice, I would answer you if I knew how to type. You understand? I talk better. I might not even do
that
well.
Talk type or something.
But yeah. I don't know how to type my feelings. You can't, if you type retarded, you sound retarded. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, listen, dude, you cannot, a robot. So that's why I don't answer a lot of your emails, because it don't make any sense. I was hoping to come back. So we got 3 hours today. We got like, 9 to 12 a.m., dude. We're going to talk about everything. Y'all get your calls. And what's the number, Danny?
866-WOW1WOW is the same number that ONA used. 866-969-1969.
And we're on XM 202 tonight, right?
That's right.
And so, you know, if your friends is out there listening, if you're home trying to pretend to like your mama's mama, your girl's mama, because she came up with her fucking family. If you're home pretending to like your wife's, the in-laws and shit, you're sitting around listening to your dumb wife's mother go, I usually cook my turkey. Who gives a fuck what you usually do? That's why I can't lie either, because my mother came to visit, and my mom's is like, I don't know what it is about women, man. I think they have kids just so somebody has to listen to them. And she's just hovering around me while I'm cooking. Like, I know how to cook, dude. I'm almost 40. I know how to cook. I was a latchkey kid. You know what I'm saying? I would cook. I would be home by myself, you know, come in, unlock the door at 8 years old, come in, and I would cook chicken and pasta and shit when I was 8. So I know how to cook. But she comes in and she just wants to be your mother. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling her like the way I know how to cook turkey. And the way I know how to cook turkey is I learned from this Puerto Rican chef. He puts the oven at 500 degrees first, and like
seals the
juice.
Oh, like shit. Sears it.
There you go, nigga. I didn't know that shit. But that's my shit now. I fucking put the I practiced with like 7 chickens before Thanksgiving, like throughout the month, just been cooking chicken. And I was confident. And she's just watching. And then she does this where I go, Moms, why don't you just, you know, and she refuses to leave, you know what I'm saying, like, get away from me. And it's hard. You can't tell your mother, look, you know, go on. You know
it's
what I'm
your
saying?
Mom, man. What else is she going to do?
That's what I'm saying. I think, like...
She's got to justify her position.
Which is... I don't know what it is. You can't, you know, it's hard to be a pimp when you can't tell your mama, Ma, go sit down. When she dismisses your pimpness, you can't pimp your mama. So she's like, listen, I'm going to stand over you and watch you cook this turkey. So I'm like, look, Ma, why don't you just sit down and relax? And she won't do it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure out how to, like, you know, why don't you, you know, get on out of here, Mom? You know, I'm trying to. So she'll just go, no, this is woman stuff. She becomes a woman sometimes. She'll double talk me. I'm sitting there going, my mom's just double talking me. But I can't curse her out like she's my girl. She's like, well, I'm just watching. Dante, you breathing like a monster movie, nigga.
Sorry.
You all right, Dante?
Yeah, you okay, nigga? You got sleep apnea, oh, motherfucker?
Actually, I do.
Sit up.
So I just see a chicken girl.
That loud.
Nigga, yes. We thought Friday the 13th was outside.
Turn your headphones up, goddamn. Yeah.
You can't hear yourself breathing. No, what you think, we had a bad signal?
All right, then.
Sound like a cell phone. You all right, man?
Yeah, I'm good. A little all stuffy, right.
Now I'm talking about moms, but listen, moms, I love you. She's listening, and I love her up there. It's just that, listen, just relax for a minute. I run this. I'm a homeowner.
Well, she was double-talking you, but are you sure she just didn't want to make
no,
sure you did it right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't make sure I do it right.
So that she doesn't have to force herself to eat bad cooking?
Nigga, I don't cook bad food.
I know, but you think she trusts you like that?
It's not about... That's the thing. It's not about that she trusts you. It's about that she don't care that it's right or wrong. See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
See, when your mama, and this is referring to women out there. Your mother doesn't have to have an option two to deal with her son. She don't have to have a new option. The options you give your mother is really at her mercy, that she has the logic that she will like release herself or submit to the logic of having a second option. Because when she talks to her son, she don't have to have option two. So it's like, Mom, listen. I know how to cook the turkey, right? So she, and it's like, and dude, it's like everything is, she has a method of everything. It's like, you know, when you open the oven, you should open it with, you know, open it from the right side, because if the right side is better if you open the oven on the right side, because Moms, I know how to open the oven. You know, you should use the thing with the thing. You know, or she see me, I have socks on, you know, I'm diabetic, so, you know, I got to be careful with the feet. But I got socks on. I walk from the bathroom to the middle of the bathroom. You know what I mean? Well, you know, you got to wear slippers, and, you know, your slippers in your feet. You know, you got to... And then here's the thing. When you say okay to a woman, they keep going. Even your girl. Yeah. Like, she goes, you know, like my girl will go, you know, did you take your medicine? Yeah, I took it. All right, because you know if you don't take your medicine... I said, that motherfucker, I took my medicine. But they don't have this filter. They don't have editing, Boogie. That's the thing. And the people who listen to the show for the first time, I like to ramble, you know. So you got to keep up with me. I'll go from back and forth, because as things hit me in a passionate level, and I got to leave what we was just talking about, so you got to keep me focused. And if I was talking about something that you was into for a second, I left it, and you remind me. So, because I move, I keep it moving. And I'm going to explain to you, again, if you listen for the first time, what my show is about.
Yeah.
It's not about subjugating women, as much as I would want it to be that. That would be fun. It's not about subjugating women. It's not about relationships. It's not like, oh, to make your relationship better. It's about options. And it's about making men feel like just because they decided to be in a relationship with a woman, that they did not give their life. Like, they did not, like, cash in on happiness. You understand what I'm saying? That you didn't cash in on being a happy person in a relationship. Dante once told me, we used to talk all the time, dude, like, about the situation. And Dante's married, and I'm like, does it ever end? In terms of, trying to constantly pimp your girl? Does it ever end? Does it stop? Is there a time where you could go, you know, I love her, and I can just stop being, you know, a guy that watches what she does. I could stop being a guy who feels like he has to constantly be on his girl. It never stops. Because women's, they're abusive. They're out to abuse you. And what I mean by that is that the abuse comes from the fact that they want a tough man. They want a guy who they feel like they can follow. And they're constantly seeing if you that guy. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to always be
You got to qualify yourself as the guy who can be her masculine entity.
You got to be on guard.
Always. They want you to qualify that you're that masculine entity and that you're strong enough to basically keep them safe or comfortable.
Run the show. Make her feel like if y'all at a restaurant and you order, you know, a steak and some rice and broccoli. And the waiter brings you steak, french fries, and broccoli, right? And she immediately opens her mouth to go, excuse me, waiter, he ordered rice. He didn't order french fries. You have to put your girl in a sense, in a mindset where she doesn't feel like she needs to tell the waiter about your situation.
Right.
She looks at you and goes, you can handle that. She doesn't feel like my man is letting this go because he's just letting it go. She's feeling like he wants to eat french fries instead of rice, and she feels comfortable with how comfortable you are. And that's where you got to constantly keep your girl, and she'll constantly challenge. It'll go good for 6 months, and then the seventh month, she'll challenge you again. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, I tell my girl, like, it's like, okay, right now, it's the toughest time in my life in terms of women, because I don't have eight. I have one, you know, who, you know, we do the swing thing, you know what I'm saying? So the tough time is the fact that, all right, I'm going to tell you something, ladies. If you meet a guy in the street and he says to you, I don't have a girlfriend, you got to understand he has at least seven. You understand what I'm saying? He has at least seven women. And the reason that is because we play a numbers game. We can't sit at a club and wait for you, you know, Mrs. Wright, to just walk up and say, hey, how you doing? Or walk down the street and we in our nicest suit and smelling real good, smelling our best, and we walking up the street and some girl goes, hey, ooh, look at you. You look, hey, listen, baby. Oh, and you go, wait, I'm going to work. You know what I'm saying? We have to actively be out there to, you know, to feed our sexuality. You understand what I'm saying? We're not looking for Mrs. Wright, as they say. We're looking for Mrs.
Right Now.
Right Now, as they say. Mrs. Right Now. So we have to actively. So if you think that a guy meets you in the street and you don't know who he is, right, and you're attracted to him, you think that you're the only woman that's attracted to him, he actively embraces any woman who's attracted to him. You understand what I'm saying? So if a woman comes and goes, hey, how are you? Or he goes, how are you, to a woman, and she goes, hey, and now, you know, you're talking, he gets the number. Trust me, he got at least 20 that day. And why I say seven is because it boils down to a team. You pick like UFC and shit. It's like karate class. It's training. It really is. My girl now, you know, I never admitted to her. She's always like, we just now started kind of admitting. I started kind of admitting to her that I had a lot of girls at the time that were all candidates. It was like karate class, okay? So when you meet a chick in karate class, it's easy to have seven women when they're all at the same level in your karate class. You meet them new, and then you all get them their white belts, and they don't know anything. And you tell them all kind of bullshit, all kind of lies, all kind of bullshit. You know, you're dragging them along. You're telling them this. You're telling them that. And they listening. You know, you say, hey, babe, you know, let me tell you something. I used to tell my girl, stay in the matrix. Wait, basically, you
surface,
can only say that to a chick. You can only say it's surface happiness.
That's right.
You could don't dig underneath because you're going to find something. You're going to find something if you dig. Stay surface happy. If you dig, you're going to find something. So what happens is you line them up and you say, you know, you tell them, like the Matrix, okay? The Matrix, I go, listen, when you eat the blue pill or the red pill, whichever one makes you pop out and understand that the world's fucked up, don't eat that pill. Stay in this wonderful world of 2 days a week that we in. Or stay in this wonderful world of an hour,
make sure you ignore the glitches.
And then get out. You know what I'm saying? You got to get them that. So you tell everybody these particular little bullshits. You have your space, you do this, that. So what happens is women's nature, okay, is to challenge you. And for a guy, if he has seven women in his karate class, you understand what I'm saying? If he has seven women in his karate class, eventually they're all going to want to get bumped up to the next belt. You understand?
Well, a lot of them get knocked off, right? Some of them don't know how to make it past first belt.
Right, you start getting them into the elephant walk or the duck walk, whatever they do.
I'm out of here.
Push-ups, and she's just like, I ain't putting. As soon as she hears the first bitch, she's like, she might be out of there. You understand? But there's some that want to say, okay, I'm going to stick it through just because I see something in this guy. So let's say you got eight girls, one drops off, you got seven, and that starts the karate class. And they like, sensei, they down with you, right? So they following you and you give them all that bullshit. Then eventually, nature tells them when it's time to try to bump their belt up, okay? When they go, okay, they get in the stance. They go, hi-ya, just to see if they're better than you, just to see if all your teachings are bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? So they get in the stance. And all a woman wants you to do, and this is referring to ended up being your last lady, which is I'm at now, where it's like you... They keep challenging you, and the thing that keeps them with you is every time they challenge you, you have to be able to take their karate kick and flip, not only block it, but block it and make her fall and smash her head and make her go, holy shit, I'm sorry, master. You are good. And then she is down for you to fucking be the master for the next session.
The next 6 months.
Now, as these women are... living up, they're falling off. Maybe they can't afford the class.
Yep.
You know, maybe they move. They can't make it to the fucking school. You know, they decided to join the other motherfucker from Karate Kid. That nigga, because I'm telling them wax on, wax off, and this
Cobra
nigga's like,
Con. I gotta go to
they want
to
join Cobra Con. Because I'm doing the slow wax on, wax off shit. Like, all right, bitch, listen, just stare at that soda can for 10 hours. But master, stare at the soda can. So one of them like, fuck this nigga. I ain't staring at no motherfucking soda can. So they leave. I want to go kick a motherfucker. So I got four left staring at soda cans. Then you get up the next level. Now you got to understand, these chicks is at brown belt status. The four that's left is at brown belt status. It's getting difficult. Till one day, and my girl asked me, why, and this is for every chick, I'm telling you, you are the guy's girlfriend. If you have a handsome, smart winner, you were the product of hanging in there. You weren't the product of, I met you, and I...
It was magical.
It was magic. I found Mrs. Wright. I found the wonderful... None of that. He waited, and you waited, and you hung in there till he got rid of the other four, okay? So my girl finally goes, how did you... It's because you hung around. She was hurt, because she wanted it to be... I'm so special.
Right.
But ladies, you got to understand, you'll never be special right away for a guy. You're not special right away. We're special right away.
Touch on that, like, when you think about why is that not the case? It's not the case because of the system that they set up, put us under in the first place.
Well, it's because...
It has to be a number
game. It's because we're auditioning. We're auditioning for... We're auditioning for the vagina.
Right.
We're auditioning for something that innately we're better than. And as I'm auditioning for something that I really feel like I should get at the same ease in which a girl can get my dick, that every time I'm showing her all the good stuff, basically what we're doing is showing, like, okay, I just bought a crib, right? All got all type of shit in it, you know,
screens,
bunch of TVs and shit, and fucking crown molding, all that goofy shit. And the thing is, I told my girl, I said, sweetie, you don't understand how hard it is. Like, I was telling Dante, I was like, Dante's like, you get rid of your girl yet? And it ain't cause, I go, nah, I'm still, but this is my reaction. She goes, you get rid of your girl yet? I go, nah, man.
Oh, wow.
And the reason is, he knows what deny is, and I know what deny is. It's, nah, man, I ain't got no other bitch fucking making them feel magical in this goddamn house that I didn't make good for me. I made good for bitches. Fictitious bitches that ain't there yet. You understand what I'm saying? For chicks that don't exist.
Do you know what would be going on in your house now?
That's what I'm saying. So my boys are like, they'll come in. My friends will come in. They don't go, yo, your house is dope for you. They go, damn. All the pussy. I got a pussy house. But I'm goofy because I gave my girl a key, and my girl, here's the problem. She's a trooper. Thank God she's a trooper because I have to leave her. She likes girls. Thank God. So we will do a little this and that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I tell her, if she wasn't a trooper, she would have to leave, dude, because I could not. I told her, she goes, what? What? She got mad. I tell her, yeah, my friends come in there. You got to understand, sweetie, that when I walk in my bed, I personally I can sleep on an air mattress. You know, personally, I don't need to have a big fish tank. I eat fish, but I want to have stuff in there to go, whoa. I hang artwork on my garage so that.
When you drive,
I put a rug down in my garage. So a bitch go in my garage. She go, ooh, what a nice garage. Oh, my God. I don't give a fuck. You think I wanted to spend thousands of dollars to put some goofy-ass gay crown molding? But my girl, here's the thing. I don't sneak bitches in. There's no other chick except for one chick we had a threesome with that's ever been in the house. You know why? Because goofy me gave my girl the keys. Okay? But I can't. My girl, going back to what I was talking about,
belt.
She is a fourth degree black belt in me. So I can't do the dumb shit. I can't just dismiss her with shit. Because for real, when she kicks at me now, it takes two or three blocks.
You better be ready.
As I fight the bitch, I'm sweating. Because she knows.
She knows you.
She knows shit. And it's harder for me to catch her now that she's a fourth degree black belt, dude. She can go teach other chicks. You understand? She's a teacher now. But she constantly trying to fight me. So the thing is, she comes to the crib and I still got certain kind of control over her where it's like, okay, I tell her, she will ring the bell. But it's almost like this pseudo ringing the bell to say, if anybody's in there, I'm on the way. But basically, she just unlocks the door. So it's like right now, I can't tell her. See, another thing, fellas, truth. See, people, honesty doesn't exist in a relationship. It doesn't exist.
No.
It's routine exists. You understand? Once you establish a routine, that is their attachment. That's what honesty is a routine. Routine is, okay, when he allows me to come over by the house anytime I want because I have a key. Now, if I tell my girl, yo, don't come over here tonight. You know what I mean? Don't come by here tonight. She's going to be like, why? I can't say no shit because I have a downstairs and upstairs. So I can't say no shit like I just want to be by myself. Because there's places in my house where I can be by myself without her. I got a hole downstairs that she's really not allowed to come fuck with. I got two chairs in there. It's just for me and, like, when my boy come over, we could talk some shit with a big goofy TV and the whole thing. If she goes upstairs, I really could be alone. So if I say some shit like, I just want to be in my own space, and she's going to know it's some bullshit going on. It's going to be some bullshit going on. If she goes for it, she goes for it. But if I say some goofy shit like, I want to be in my own space. This is what I'm saying about lying. Me and this motherfucker, I mean, y'all will learn a lot about us, man, because, like, people don't know, the reason Dante's up here, because we powwow about a lot of shit, dude. Like, we go back and forth. Dante has an idea that you should lie. I had this idea that you should be completely honest, because it's like, look, so you got girlfriends? No, but I got a bunch of bitches. You know, I do. But anytime I meet a girl, until I got a girlfriend, I got a girlfriend. So the thing is, I don't know how to lie. So if I say some goofy shit like I just want to be in my own world, or whatever lie. I tell you, here's how hardcore my girl is in terms of her belt system. My car got fucked up the other day. I told her, look, I got to drop my car off at the garage. I ain't going to have it for a couple of days. They said I need a new something on the wheel and shit. So she goes, okay. All right. So next call she made, I answer the phone. I'm at the mall. She's like, hey, what's up? I'm sitting here worried about you, thinking you need a ride to pick you up at the garage. Where you at? I'm at the mall. Well, you know, that 10 seconds of silence.
How'd you?
I thought your car. What the fuck you? How are you?
At the
mall. What? Now, let's say I was with a bitch. I'm caught because, first of all, I can't not answer the phone. That's rule number one. Yeah. Once you establish you answer the phone, then you know, even if you get on the phone and go, look, bitch, I don't want to talk to you, lie. You know what I'm saying?
But this is why I say when you lie, you got to lie 3 years ahead.
Yeah, but who can keep track of that shit?
I can. You got to think about where you want to be at 3 to 5 years. If you don't want to pick up the phone 5 years from now, you got to not pick up the phone now.
Yeah, that's true. But that's not lying, though.
Look, let me tell you something.
Let's try it a little bit.
Before I got married, right, I used to wear a ring on my wedding finger.
Right.
I used to wear a ring on my wedding finger, and then when I got married, so I didn't have a tan line. But this was planned years.
Wait a minute. You always?
I always wore a ring on my wedding finger. So once I got married and I had a wedding ring,
right?
When I switched the wedding ring back to the ring I was wearing before, everything was status quo.
Wait a minute, you're losing me. Do you get that? What are you saying?
I get it. I just don't know how you got away with it.
Wait, okay, you always wore a ring on your wedding finger.
Right. I always wore
your whole life. Okay.
Well, pretty much. At least for 10 years.
Okay.
So when I got married and I put a wedding ring on, right, you know, like women look at the tan line.
Do they?
Yeah.
The wedding ring tan line?
Hell yes.
Well, you a light skinned nigga anyway.
Well, then, you really have one.
This is a light skin and a white guy story. And a light skinned nigga with a tan line on
it. It'd be worse for you.
We gonna take a break of calls.
Whatever you want.
I think I want to still talk a little bit, but I'm gonna take some calls. But you know, we gotta get the flow going and shit. We ain't talked shit in a long time, man.
Mm-hmm.
I really miss everybody who's listening out there. So don't get frustrated. We're gonna take calls because we're on for 3 hours. So I needed like an extra half hour, hour to talk some shit, get it out. You know, I know you guys. You know, I didn't want to start off with the real horror shit yet because I know you're probably listening with your mom. They're like, this dude's funny, man. He's funny, and it's like, oh my god, he's a dick. But don't worry about it. Most of your in-laws are old and finished anyway. They don't need help. They're done. We're trying to save 21 to 30 year olds. That's the only hope. They're done. Anybody 35 older, it's you're probably stuck with it. You might have to kill her. Might have to throw over a cruise ship, give her some thallium. Put the bitch in a Russian spy hospital. We trying to save the youngsters, man, so don't be selfish, you understand? We're going to take one break, we're going to come back, we're going to take calls right away, and then, or we might not. I might ramble a shit about something. But we plan on, so I want to talk to Joe, don't go nowhere. Ruben, don't go nowhere. Fucking, whatever. Bye. We'll be back in a second. Oh, yeah, Danny got to run and put us in break. Danny's all running around. See y'all in a minute.
Call Patrice O'Neill on The Black Phillips Show, 866-WOW-1-WOW.
You can call. I'll listen to you talk about nothing.
That's 866-WOW-1-WOW.
It's Annie Up time, bitch. I'm a pimp. know I get strippers and everything in song.
I like that.
Like being taped. Not like pole strippers, just... This girl's in the corner just to keep booties moving.
I'm clapping.
Girls with just a little bit of dignity. Not much.
Just a little bit of dignity.
Just a drop of dignity. Not like Drew Boogie's girl with all kind of dignity. Drew brought this white girl up who's, you know, she looked like one of them white girls that yell rape when you say hello to her.
I think so.
Oh, God.
She's not.
We'll get you a reprimand for sexual harassment.
Not out.
For no reason.
That would be the woman at that show that you did at Comics in the front row that you just let her have it the whole night.
That Puerto Rican lady.
That shit was hilarious.
She got up and left.
Yeah, she should have. I'm sorry, we had some pizza. Listen, for those who heard the show before, Kathleen Rowe, my third co-host, she wasn't officially let go. She just wasn't called. I didn't say don't come back. It just ended up doing a show, and I guess she got the point. Kathleen was a little crazy. I didn't mind her being crazy. Kathleen was very smart, but she had this thing, and Dante's theory is that other women comics got to her mind, and it could be possible, but I think she's too crazy for that to have been the sole reason. She just got to this point where I think Kathleen takes meds, and if she don't take meds, she should. She's that type of crazy bitch. And she just was out of control. Like, she just would yell and man, you remember her voice is just was man. And I thought it would just be, I'm looking for a fee. I don't want to just be in here with just, because you need women's energy. You need women's disapproving, that's inappropriate kind of look. Boogie's girl has that look a little bit. She has that look like she's trying to maintain herself, but she has some things to say. But I am not one of these dumb bitches that you know. It's like, I am a progressive young woman who I don't put up with that shit that comes out of your mouth and blah, blah, blah. When Boogie came here with her, I was like, Boogie, you getting some pussy from this girl? And she looked at him. Hey, Boogie's like, yeah, because, you know.
We tell the truth on this show.
Like, Boogie's like, yeah. Wait, you did have sex with a book.
No, not yet.
Not yet, but you're trying to. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what she's like, no. And Boogie's not like, yet. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Why do I get the total white girl voice?
Because you're a total white girl, bitch.
She came in with the same voice. She came in with the same
but
voice you did.
She asked me the question. Why am I a total white girl voice? Well, because I don't know. I don't change it. As soon as you fucking change yours.
Thank you.
But anyway... Kathleen just was, I can't even explain it. She just, the last show we did, man, she lost her skull about, some dude called in about having a disease.
Said she had herpes.
And then like herpes or something, and she fucking lost it and couldn't get back. And she could not contain herself, which makes me think somebody shot her a bad load or whatever. And we had to
hit
just,
home.
I just couldn't deal with her. And another thing, see, I want strong, smart, but rational chicks. Here's the thing. This is the same thing black people go through in terms of how we go through things in life. When a black person has their own point of view, if it's contrary to quote unquote all the, you know, black community, you're deemed a sellout. You know people get in your mind. Oh, what the fuck you fucking with those white boys? Fucking with oh nigga, you what the fuck you talking about? Nigga, what you mean? You know you don't think Kramer was fucked up? You know that's niggas do that shit to each other. And women do that to each other. Women, there are women out there who are thirsting for a point of view that's honest. You understand? It's like the thing about the Kramer situation. Just to you know, digress a little bit. The Kramer situation was like for me, like okay, I know it's out there. I see. I want white people to be as racist as they are, not because they're comfortable with me. Like I do. I do O&A show, and they know me, so they know they do that swoogie shit, and they joke, and they do the fucking thing. I'm sure Drew gets it a little with that bullshit. We don't like it, but I'd rather that, right? That real shit than this fake, okay, I gotta tolerate black people shit. Like, who are you? I'm better. You don't have to tolerate me, nigga. You ain't my oppressor. I'm better than you. And that's what I believe women should stop wanting guys to tolerate them. You should want to know that we don't like you. Like, you should want to thirst for why we don't like you around, why you make us sick, and we're sitting there and we have to deal with you all day long. Do you want to be dealt with? Do you want empty power? You know what women's power is right now in this world? It's like tuna fish. If somebody took all the sharks in the ocean, right, kidnapped them, pulled their teeth out, and then stuck them back in the ocean, right? And now the tuna are swimming around like, we run the ocean, right, tuna? And tuna like, yeah, we run the ocean because we tuna. Come on, tuna. Give me a T, y'all. Give me a ooh, nah, because we run shit. And the sharks are like, nigga, I ain't got no clue. You know? And they think that they run the fucking ocean because the sharks are toothless. By the way, referring this to men, self-imposed toothlessness. We pull our own teeth out and swim around. And now tuna, here's what happens. Tuna starts swimming around, and now they're like, this ocean stinks.
There's nothing to do.
There's nothing to do. The sharks are fucking, where's all the good sharks? Where the sharks at? I don't know. I can't find me a good shark. You know why you're unhappy? Because tuna ain't supposed to run the ocean. Tuna gets fucked up because tuna's supposed to be running from sharks with teeth. That's what we're here for, to chase you around with teeth. And you go, oh my, even though in real, you know, this analogy actually stinks. Because actually sharks actually chase to kill you motherfuckers. But let's just take that out the equation. Let's say sharks fuck tuna. Let's say sharks was fucking tuna. And then, you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see where I'm trying to go with this. It's like there's a hierarchy, man. It trickles down. It trickles down from general to lieutenant to blah, 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 to whatever the fucking rank and file is. Women don't want to be the general, dude. When they're the general, they're unhappy. Because women's happiness is based on a moment-to-moment thing. It's like, how come you don't buy me flowers? Now a guy, okay, who doesn't know how to guide a woman through, like, pure happiness, right? He goes, okay, now I'm going to buy her flowers. Now she gets flowers for a second, and then she goes. And women don't have that editing system that we do. Women don't edit themselves. They don't go, man, I just asked this guy to make me happy last month, and he tried to make me happy, and now, like, I want more. They don't have that. They don't have that thing where they're trying to rationalize their fucking greed. They just go, we don't go to the movies. Then you take her to the movies. We don't go sailing at fucking Hamptons or something. Well, we'll go sailing in Hamptons. They're moment for moment. Guys' happiness is very clearly drawn out. We know, see, guys live a life of emptiness that we want to fill with bullshit. Women want to fill their emptiness with meaningful shit, like, you know, relationships, knowledge, spiritual fucking growth. Guys want to fucking play the hottest
Madden.
Madden 2007, nigga. Let me tell you something. Going out, right, and finding a Wii system is fulfillment to a guy. Like, I found it. I don't even want to play Nintendo. I'm walking around. I'm a 360 nigga. I'm walking around going, you got the Wii system? And if a nigga go, we got one left, I go, oh, shit. And for that moment, my void was filled. I found a motherfucking Wii. Hey, nigga, I ain't going to be playing this goofy shit. I don't even like it. I don't want to exercise when I'm doing my motherfucking gaming. But if I find it, it's a fulfillment for a minute. Men are trying to fill their voids on a superficial level. Mm. Women want growth. They feel this emptiness, and they don't know how to deal with it. That's where God, it has to trickle down to a woman. A guy's happiness has to trickle down to a woman so he can guide her to understand what happiness is. So, because my girl, when we first started trying to get into this threesome thing, she gets that woman thought, but what is that? I don't know. When we went to Brazil,
nah.
I messed around for the first second. I said, the girl, bachi, right? Bachi is the word for smack. So the girl's like, bachi, to her, bachi, bachi. I said, sweetie, she wants you to slap me in the face.
She's like, I can't slap another woman in the face. That's just a...
So I smacked her. Bow, look it. She wants to slap her in the face. So then she did a faggot smack. Like she pressed her hand against her cheek. And the girl's like, ah. And my girl's like, ugh. By the end of the day, she had to learn. She was clogging bitches in the left eye by the end of the day. The girl's like, nobody. But you boom, boom, to the side. You know? And because she has to be guided that it's going to be, whatever she do, it's going to be okay. It has to trickle down from you, fellas, because what's okay to us far dominates what's okay to them. They live in this world of it's inappropriate, this ain't right, you shouldn't talk like this, you shouldn't be like this. Women live in this world of you shouldn't. You understand what I'm saying? Guys live in the world of you should.
Yeah.
So that's our thing. We have to constantly be trickling down, you should. Sweetie, here's the thing, okay? I know in your mind threesomes is bad, but you gotta understand, here's the shark's world, here's the tuna's world. In the shark's world, I innately do not want to be with you for the rest of my life. I'm sorry. Socially, I have to. I love you and I must be with you. Innately, on a nature level, we want different pussy. Understand that. Don't get mad at it. Don't get upset about it. Don't get like, this is bullshit. But you don't offer us anything off the bat that makes us want to be with you for the rest of your life. You're not taught how to be with a man for the rest of your life. You're taught how to force a guy to be in something with you by taking his teeth and making him go, all right, I guess this is what I'm supposed to do, and have guys stop finding what their happiness is. But I'm going to tell you, once men find their happiness, women are going to be happy. Once men learn how to control their own happiness, women are going to be happy, because women's happiness, no one knows what the fuck it is. Like I said, my mother is just in the house, you know, what you doing? What's that over there? Uh-oh, what's that? You know, I was looking at you today while I'm asleep. I was looking at your crown mold, and some of it, you know, it's breaking away from the top of the wall, you know. You know that, right? Like, moms, what the fuck are you doing knowing that my shit is coming off the walls? Leave shit on... You know, there's a scratch over there by the... You know, you shouldn't leave the refrigerator open, because if you leave it open, it's like, well, what's wrong with you? Because she don't, there's nothing there to keep her, being empty for a woman is too empty. It's can't, like having nothing to do, men revel in having nothing to do. We love not having nothing to do. But y'all, not only do you not want to admit that you're lonely and have nothing to do, but then you fight us when we tell you you don't have nothing to do. And then try to give you something to do. Like, okay, to Drew's girl, this is a question. Do you want to fuck Drew? Right now, on a nature level, are you attracted enough to Drew to fuck him?
Oh, God.
Just say it, man. Stop trying to figure it out. Yes or no?
You already know.
So what the fuck is the problem? Let me tell you something. The longer you wait, right, the more resentment he has towards you.
Because of the bullshit.
And here's what's going to happen. Here's where you fucking up. When a guy doesn't like you, right, his fuck game is way better. So the fact is that the longer you keep Drew waiting, and the longer he's resenting you, the better he fucks you. Because it's a I don't like you fuck. It's not a I love you and I don't want to hurt your rib cage. I love you, I don't want
to. I want to compress.
How's your hip? Because I think I thrust it too hard. I might have hurt your hip. He's gonna do it like, oh, I've been waiting for this, and it probably ain't even gonna be worth it.
That's not the situation, though.
That's
I'm not.
Really not.
It's not a situation of she's making me wait or anything like that.
What's going on?
No, it's just that we just started talking, and you know.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Get together.
Wait a minute. Can you fuck her right now?
Yes.
Could you have fucked her when you met her?
Right when I met her,
Drew. If you had met her and she said, let's fuck now, would you, could you have done it?
Yes, he would have if that was the offer.
Yes, if that was the offer.
So what was that long, uncomfortable pause
because
was
I'm,
what?
Because I'm thinking of the time I actually met her and then the time where she made it clear.
What made what clear?
Made it clear that there was going to be some fucking going on.
So why hasn't it? What the fuck what are you talking about, nigga?
What is her making it clear?
What do you mean she makes it clear?
Because I didn't rush to do anything.
But that's what you want to do is rush. You know God needs a chicken goes, I want to get to you. Wait, no, you want to get to know her?
That's
what
I got.
No, we're talking about a time span that's like this big.
What's the time span? An hour? If it's longer than an hour, then that's all you need. What is a week, motherfucker?
Yeah, but here's the deal. That's why there's other people in the picture, so that I don't have to be that hungry for it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay. I don't know. I think it's not.
I'm not in a hurry. There's other people in the picture, so that I don't have to be chasing after her.
Okay. So what is
that serious?
What's the nature of the situation right now?
It's just gonna happen, and you know.
Drew,
I'm taking a call because I want to bash him in the head with this fucking mic stand. We're going to get back to your horse shit.
It's going
to
happen very, very quickly.
Hey, Joe. We're going to talk to Joe. Sorry, dude. Keep you holding so long. Joe in Phoenix. Joe, what's up, man?
What's up, Patrice?
How are you, sir?
How you doing?
Good. Thanks
for
calling,
bud.
All right.
Hey, thanks for answering. Hey, question for you. I got this problem, right? Like, all too many times it happens to me, I get stuck in the friend zone, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing wrong.
Very interesting. Sound like Drew Boogie. Go ahead.
No.
You tell yourself the whore. First of all, did you hear Drew Boogie for a second? Now, Drew's my nigga, man. But it's like, immediately, dude, you got to, this is what we do. This is what guys do. We filter. Keep your thought, Joe. We filter our nature. That's what we do. That's exactly what we, every day a guy filters what we are. Like, okay, for instance, a girl trying to press you. Once you feel something in your gut, you got to act on it some kind of way.
Yeah.
A girl told me, look, we talked for a couple of days, okay? We have to look at what's important to each other, okay? What's important to me, what's important to a woman. She goes, for 2 days, I'm like, she's talking to me on the phone, and I'm like, hey, look, you know, hey, man, you know, why don't you come on by? Let's do a little something. She goes, I don't like to have casual sex. Oh, what? So, okay, immediately your man filter goes, all right, I have to deal with this. But I go to her because in my gut, this pops out of my head. Well, bitch, but you can have casual conversations.
Right.
You can talk to me for fucking 2 days and take from me what's important to me. See, you got to understand, you're better than any vagina out there. You understand? So if a woman is going to force you to be her friend, she better fucking well be a great friend. She better be as good of a friend as your boy that you want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. That's not the situation here. She is not a friend in that sort of sense. She's not a friend. What it is I had the opportunities, but since I've had others on the side and I'm not really that hungry, I didn't act on the opportunity when I should have. So it was my bad, not hers.
But it's not. Wait a minute, though. We're not understanding. Something is. Here's the thing. I want to go. Okay, cool. But I'm missing something.
Well, it might be.
Sorry, Joe. Keep on the line, dude. We're gonna fix you.
It might be this because I'm older. Sometimes I run into a chick and I'm not thinking. Let me bag this up.
Here's the difference between me and you. And I guess me and Drew Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to meet a girl who wasn't ugly and a lesbian that I wanted to be friends with. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, that if you're not in my, if you're in my life, you're probably in my life to have sex, and I want that to happen pretty fast.
I don't have
the patience.
I have to disagree with that, because I've seen you in situations where you had no real sexual interest,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen you beat a bitch in the head for an hour
for free,
for no reason,
for free. But that's just my thing is, that's why I do this radio show, because I want, just put it this way, if a nigga meet my girl, we break up, and a nigga meet my girl and she find out that she was with me, she should give him the phone and he should call me and go, hey man, thank you. Thanks, man, because I got a good soldier because you. You understand? So if you got some girl ain't got no guidance, right, you being selfish. If I got to meet your girl and she's talking to me in the middle of the street, like what I do, I like when girls challenge me, I like to give them options.
Right.
You understand? Options.
But it doesn't have to be a sexual situation, and I've seen that
with you. I've seen you, but we're not talking two different situations.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. It's because, you know, you have, when you have your options, you're not fucking every night of the week somebody that, well, not me anyway. I'm not fucking somebody every night of the week. I like to spread it out a little bit so I don't have to be so hungry all the time.
What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Something wrong with
you? Nah.
All that DJing and fuck your balls up?
No.
nigga fucks the hole in his albums and shit. He's fucking CDs now. What's going on?
I'm just chilling, so I can spread shit out. So it doesn't always have to happen. I'm 34. It doesn't have to happen with me right away. I'm chilling.
We're getting confused. But I know because he's answering something that I really don't feel, and I guess I'm not saying it correctly. I'm not saying you have to fuck her. What I'm saying is I just want to make sure it wasn't can't fucking. Like...
No.
I don't mind not fucking. No, I just don't like cat
don't
fucking.
Don't tell me what I can't.
Right, don't lay down the fuck rules, because who are you?
No. Here's the deal. I did not give up the time that you think I might have given up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a friend situation where I got stuck in the friend zone.
Okay.
We have not spent that kind of time together, right. So it's not like that.
All right, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry. All right, I feel you. All right, I'm going to find out some more about what's going on with this bullshit. Because I don't think Danny's comfortable either.
I'm fine.
You understand what's going on?
Yeah, I think what Drew is saying is that there hasn't been a whole hell of a lot of hanging out time to get to that point of fucking. Like, this is probably, if I had to guess, I'd probably say this is probably like your third time hanging out.
Yeah, but we didn't really hang out together.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You spent some time together.
I get it, okay. All right.
They never got around.
We've seen each other at
I get it. This is the seed of trying to get to where that is, and you getting to know. I understand. Okay, I get it. I get it now. All right, I do get it. You just didn't. He was sounding intelligent.
Yeah.
He was sounding like a sneaky motherfucker that wasn't trying to fuck up some pussy for a second.
No. See, the only reason she's here is because she's a fan of the show. Otherwise, I wouldn't have brought her here.
Yeah, but Drew, this is also a one-on-one situation where, I guess, from what you're saying, it wasn't a one-on-one situation before. I guess it was.
Yeah, we haven't had the
so
one-on-one.
This is kind of like
no time has been spent yet.
Okay, I'm
right,
sorry.
So this
okay,
is like
all
the
right.
First time
right,
that y'all have
right,
a personal.
No, and as soon
one
as time
first
is.
Step.
Where'd Joe go? You hung up on me? I'm sorry, Joe.
As soon as time gets.
You still there? What's this fine? What's going on? I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Friend zone.
All right, well, yeah, like, here's the thing. Like, we've been friends for, like, about a couple years now.
Wait a minute. Question.
What's that?
Has she been your friend, but you've been wanting to fuck her for this long?
not even like that. Like, we've just been more like
so you're a little while. You're truly friends. But that's the
We're
first thing we have
now.
To figure out. You're truly friends now.
Yeah, well, like, we hung out with the same group of people, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, over the course of time, like, we started to get a little bit closer and closer, and it gets to the point now, like, where if we go out to the bar, like, it doesn't matter, like, if she's talking to somebody, she's immediately over with me, she'll sit in my lap, she'll buy me drinks, she'll do whatever, you know, whatever's clever, but, like, all of a sudden, it just gets to this point, like, later on in the night, where, like, we're sitting at a friend's house on the couch, and, like, all of a sudden, like, I like put my hand in her thigh, and I can just instantly tell I'm creeping the shit out of her. You know what I mean?
So this is. Let me tell you something. Here's what you're doing. I'm gonna give you a little bit of medicine, Joe, and it's not gonna taste good. You're a fucking phony. Okay. Listen to me, Joe. I can't even mince words. You're being a phony. You're hoping to friendship your way into some pussy, or two. To get her to give you some sad, I shouldn't have did this pussy, but she, let me tell you something, if she creeped out, she don't like you, okay? She don't like you, she don't find you attractive, she's, let me tell you what she's doing, she's using you, and I'm going to tell you what women use us for, our time. You're her little time boy, you're time hoe, you're a fucking, you're a space hoe, a time hoe, a movie watching hoe, a help her lift her
put
fucking bags upstairs hoe, a come here and kill this mouse hoe, oh my God, the other guys I'm fucking, they treat me like shit, hoe, you are her hoe, buddy boy, you understand? Like if we fuck a girl and go, hey listen, I'm gonna fuck you but go to the movies with somebody else, reverse it. women go, I'm going to go to the movies with you and fuck somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? You are a fucking clown to her, Joe. Listen to me, dude. This is medicine. Take a sip. I don't want to be fucking terrible to you. I'm not. But you can't. Mincing words, man, ain't going to help. You are a loser to her. And you can't get out of that. You're driving five cars behind her. She knows it. She knows you can control her because you probably look at her with that I love you look. You done tried everything in the book, motherfucker.
Be careful with that. She knows that she can control him.
That's what the fuck I'm saying. He sits there and looks at her. She does, motherfucker.
She's doing it right now.
What are you calling this show? Joe, listen to me. Just stop.
2 years.
Wait a minute, Joe. Listen to me. Because this is the thing with guys. This is what kills us all the time. We have an ego, man. We have ego. And that's what it is. Let me tell you, don't ever ask the fucking W's. I told my girl this, man. She said, she was talking about if she left me, would I get hurt? And I would get hurt, but I'm going to tell you what I would do. I would go and I would fill my void with
as many
women as it took to fill up the space that she left. Let me tell you, because I would not, if she fucked another guy, I am not asking why. Why you do that? Why? What? What happened? What I do? Who is it? Where was it? What? Who? When? Why? What? How? Which is not a W, but, you know, it's all H words and shit.
It's in the W category.
It's the W category. Dude, it's ego, man. That's what men, we have to stop that shit. That's why threesomes are healthy, because it helps you. Sometimes swapping is healthy because it helps you to see your woman and get over that fucking, that weird thing that rips your gut apart if you think about another guy fucking your girl. If you swap and you watch a guy mash your girl, it helps you to maintain that status where, okay, I'm stronger than the body, nigga.
Oh, you
it's
know niggas
mind.
Can't handle that. You got to practice. You have to get to that point.
To a place where that's what you do, and you go, okay, I can picture. So if I walk in on my girl when she got keys to my house, I don't feel like an idiot. I go, okay, ho, is that how it is? Well, let me tell you something. You giving your pussy away means nothing. Because you got to understand, I'm better than that. I'm about to go give my time to another bitch. So thank you for doing that for me. Thank you for cheating on me so I can give my time away. You understand? Because women will take my time, but they're not going to take my body like a guy will take your body. It was a useless fuck. So basically, you're going to have to go find and hopefully luck your way up into another nigga like me that gives you the keys to himself. You fucking goofy hoe. You're goofy. You understand? Dude, Joe, cancel her contract because you're not her friend. You're her time hoe. You're not her buddy. Yeah. Don't forget, I'm telling you, get rid of her.
It's not going to happen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Stop letting us sit up in your lap. Stop hanging out with us. Stop watching TV.
She's using you to make other guys want her.
And if she's gonna try to make you feel guilty with the average bullshit.
Are we friends?
Like, but aren't we friends? Are you telling me that? And then here's what you say to all her questions. Yeah, I gotta go. You're saying that you're gonna... Yeah. I'm saying I'm getting out of here. I know that maybe that sounds a little empty or sounds a little shallow. But you know, bitch, I am shallow. Bye-bye. Goodbye. And you leave her and you suck it up. And you cry, you get in the fetal position, and cry about all that pussy that you had hoped to get, and that you convinced yourself you was in love to deal with her bullshit. You're not in love, you're in lust, and you're in ego, and she's treating you like garbage. So get rid of her, Joe. All right, take care. Dave in Idaho.
Oh, wrong Dave.
Which one is it?
Sorry.
The dude that rather see his wife fuck other men. Hello? What's his name, Dave?
Hello, hey.
Dave, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing? Patrice, man, you rock, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
I enjoy your show very much. Hey, thank you, man. Here's the problem. I'm sitting here in my car driving home next to my wife. She's a little drunk. And I get off on seeing her with another man. And I'm not gay, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I just...
Wait a minute. Just take it off. It's the same concept as porno. We watch porno and watch another guy smash Another. Matter of fact, watch a strange guy smash a strange woman, which even for some reason is extra creepier.
And that's exactly it. No, you nailed it. Yeah. If I could put her in a porno, there you go. That would be my
How's what size is your dick? And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. You got a monster or no?
6.5.
6.5. 6.5 size. That's bordering on comfort. I have a comfortable size. I have one of those dicks. Those
bordering on comfortable.
Yeah, that the kind of dick that makes a girl take a deep breath of like relief. Like I could be dildoing her. And what it is that's dude, right. You just wanna. I do that all the time when I'm like fucking my girl. I go, man, I wish. Yeah, I wish I had a bigger monster. Dick just to really punish her like I want to. And
oh, sure. Just to slam it in.
Yeah, you just want to see somebody, and you live vicariously. This is why Asian porn, I watch Asian porno. Asian porn is fucking phenomenal porn. But the only thing that fucks it up is that Asian guys got small dicks, man. And that, I'm not being gay. It's just that we want to watch a monstrosity kill it. Like, if a guy makes a woman, like Asian porn, I watched this one dude, these two girls, it was unbelievable, because I'm getting to that point now where sexy shit don't turn me on no more, like girls being, oh, sexy, man, I like filthy. Girls being, as a matter of fact, with their sexuality, and I watched these two girls squirt each other with titty milk, these two Asian girls, and they were just squirting each other, and they weren't going, ooh, yeah, titty milk, they were going, oh, they would taste it and go, delicious. Ah. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Shit.
It wasn't even sexy. It was just like, oh, squirt me, blah, blah, blah. So it's like right now, if Asian porno, if the guys were packing, that would be the only porn I had. But that's the thing. A 6.5 is not a punishing dick. It's just like, ugh. So what you want to do is punish your wife with just, like, look, I don't want to eat pussy. I don't want to use dildos. I don't even want to do. Sometimes when I do a little threesome, I'd be so mad because I wish I could pull out one of those dicks you have to unroll, you know? Like, just one of those dicks that's when it's soft, it still sticks out. It's just one of them. And a 6.5, that's what it is, dude. It's just that you want to just see that raw mashing, you know. And your wife probably loves you and goes, it doesn't matter. Do you ever talk to her about the size of your dick, like you want a bigger one?
You know, I've never brought that up, but she, she is such a good woman. She always tells me what a big one it is.
And that's my girl, too, but I know that I don't reach the back.
You don't reach
the I don't get. You know, I don't hit the little ball in the back of the pussy. I just don't. Unless she has a weird. Unless she has a small pussy.
That's what I'm lucky. She's a small girl.
Oh,
not too big.
Yeah, you're not. Hey, look, dude, Dave. You're not. Don't ever think you're weird for exploring what turns you on, dude. Let me tell you, you have a freedom in your mind that a lot of guys don't know how to have, which is to be able to think about to know how. See, this is what the problem a lot of guys have. Like, my girl was an ex-ho. She could be still one. She could be still doing what she's doing. But the thing is, she had a history that I know about. I know a couple of guys that got my girl before I was with her. You understand? And yeah. It's a free thing where you can look at a woman's sexuality and divide it from who she is as a woman, man. Like, she's a good girl. Even if she was to fuck another guy, she's still a good girl. Bitch wash the dishes. She clean up the bathroom. Mm. You know, she'll come in. She'll do anything I tell her to do. And if I didn't separate, like, her body from who she is as, like, as a person, you know, I wouldn't be able to be with her. So I'm gonna tell you, Dave. People like you. You're not weird, dude. You are what the world should be. You understand what I'm saying? You are what the world should be. You don't have no ego, dude. You're doing the right thing. So you should take your drunk wife and go to what's the black part of Idaho? Where's Frederick Douglass Boulevard in Idaho? And get yourself some young thanks. Is she a good looking girl?
Oh, yeah.
You should get some young thugs, some 50-cent motherfucker to smash her. Pay him a couple of dollars. I'm going to tell you, thugs are very, very fucking loyal. He won't try to rob you. He'll go, cool, man, really? Let's go, son. Chill out, give him some weed, and say, fuck my wife. He'll look around for a second like, oh,
wait,
shit.
Hold on, wait, for real?
Nigga, what, you a cop? No, I just... And you explain to him the philosophy behind of why you want to see somebody smash your wife. And do it. You ain't no weirdo. Thanks, Dave. See you later. Hey, we're going to take one more break. Or wait, how many breaks we take? A few, right? Whatever. We're going to take another break. We'll see you in a minute. We're going to get to... Who's the next dude we're going to get to here? Oh, Daryl. I like Daryl in Florida. We're getting to you next, Daryl. So take care. But everybody's on the line. We'll get to you, man. We got 2 more hours to go. See you later.
On The Black Phillip Show, Patrice O'Neill gets to the bottom of those tough relationship issues.
Who had the herpes?
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
Let you know I love you, even when I'm yelling. I know I sound abusive sometimes. He but wrote, trust me, man.
I think he wrote this after the Grits incident.
But just fine, man. I know, Boogie, we're friends. I would say we're friends.
That's right.
I like you, Boogie. Me and Dante are boys. We road dogs. He knows I'm not abusive. We talk about his passion. We're not going to. When I say bitch, let me explain to you why I say bitch, man.
School him.
It's just a belief system. It's just to say to you that I'm going to say a word that you don't like, and you're not going to do anything about it, and that's a dichotomy for all man shit, is that the word bitch represents something that's so repugnant to women, but the fact is, I choose to say it or choose not to. That's the amount of respect that you earn from me. It's not the amount of respect that you automatically are entitled to. You're not entitled to the door being open. You're not entitled to me laying my good coat on a puddle. You're not entitled to me wrestling an alligator to save your life. It's desire. That's all. That's what the word bitch is, just to let you know, hey, bitch. And you go, don't be calling me no bitch. And you go, okay, bitch. Now what? What's option two? That's all I want to say. I want to give you options to make me not want to call you a bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Do you love your mother? I love my mother to death. You understand? But that has nothing to do with you. You know what I mean? Like I said one time, that's my mother. Like, my mother used to be somebody's bitch. He was my, you know, my mother had boyfriends. And they had to deal with my mother's bullshit. My mother knows what she used to do to guys sometimes. She would tell me. She would fuck with their manhood. She made my sister's father throw a fan at her. She told me that story.
Wow.
Made him so, tussed his manhood so much, threw a fucking fan at her. Because she boiled him down to what he had over her, which is manness, physicality. And that's what I'm trying to help dudes, to not have to ever conquer your woman with physicality, man. You have to try to conquer them with logic and make them look at you like, you know what, I'm going to follow this guy because he knows where he's going. You know what I'm saying? But when a woman don't respect you, they test your manhood constantly, dude. It wears you out. But I'm going to tell you what, soldier, if it's just like fighting a terrorist, man, you're going to stop? You're going to stop? You're going to take a break? They don't take a break. You understand? They out there trying to figure out how to kill us with orange juice and fucking Gatorade and lotion. And they don't take a break. And that's what women are. They are fucking insurgents making improvised explosive devices. And the day you go, I don't feel like checking for mine. I'm tired. Bah! Fingerless motherfucker. You understand?
Yes.
You fingerless nigga. You are... You're sitting there.
Never
like
stop.
You can't be tired. You're dealing with the worst terrorists there are. Women. They're brutal. And here's what makes them the brutalist. Is that they don't do it maliciously. You
organic.
Understand? It's organic. It's an organic fucking...
response.
It's
instinct.
It's instinct. Thank you. It's like if you have a pet rattlesnake,
that's what
you gotta
bites.
Always know that it's gonna bite you. You be like, damn, don't this motherfucker know I feed it every day? I got fish that don't give a fuck about me except for I feed them. That's when they come to the glass. And then when I go to the glass and tap the glass or I do something like I'm trying to have some bonding with them, they swim away like I'm any other nigga. And they'll take food from anybody. That's what, look,
no
man,
loyalty.
That's what I'm saying, man. Women do things instinctively. I'm not saying that they're disloyal, but they do things with this instinctive level, and they bash you down, and it's not because they want to. And that's the thing. It's like, going back to the terrorist thing, it's like you are fighting somebody with an ideal, an ideology, a fucking a philosophy about killing you. And all you doing is going to work. I'm the TSA guy at the airport. All I want to do is go to work and check for the belt buckle and the chain and the watch and take your cell phone out the pocket. That's all I want to do. And I'm trying to fight that ethic versus it's not even an ethic. It's just a belief system. I am fighting somebody with a belief system. This is what I'm saying, fellas. You got to get a belief system into your happiness.
Stick with it.
And make it unconscious. Make it an unconscious, natural thing. That's when women will start to get the point where if they start doing their shit, you don't think, man, let me tell you something, man. I'm getting going again. Because I've been with my girl and not getting no other pussy and being decent and this, that, and the third. And it takes away your fangs. I start pulling my fang out. I'm going to take it out. I don't need to. Like, I start saying, damn, I'm not even mad no more. I'm like, honey, get me. He was over my crib. Him, David. And Gavin. Two big niggas and my girl and me. And we chilling in my house made for niggas. And my girl's like, yeah, you guys need water and... I'm like, yeah, she's bringing down everybody some water, and we eating steaks, and she's upstairs not bugging me. And I'm sitting there going...
like, when are you
going
to get rid of this bitch?
Boy, you got yourself a good woman. When is this bitch going to get out of here so we can have an orgy, nigga? I want to fuck on top of this television. And I'm sitting there like, hey, fellas, ain't she a great girl? I don't give a fuck about that. But it does fuck with you, man, when the girl relentlessly will not let you... She just will love you till you go... That's the sound once you say I'm gonna be in love. I love my girl, but dude, I got to stay on her, man. I got to watch her every second of the day, cause she will do something unconscious until I'm an unattractive motherfucker, man. Her attractiveness to me is that I'm a pimp.
Strength. It's your strength that makes you attractive.
As soon as you change, it's it.
I outlogic her, man. She can't outlog. There's been times she goes, forget it. I just give up. Cause all you're gonna do, this is her. All I'm gonna do when we argue is turn it around so that she feels wrong. That's how she think now. All you're going to do is make me feel like I'm wrong.
That's just as dumb as I've ever heard. That's second degree black belt, though.
But she just gave up, but in a tricky way.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what she did one day when I was feeling soft. She goes like this. She says some shit. I forgot what she said. She said, something. It was something that I should have checked her on, and I didn't. And then I said, uh-oh, wait a minute. Let me check her. Right? What'd you say, bitch? Did you just say? And then she goes, I thought you'd go, let me get away with that shit. She karate kicked me, and I didn't know, and she thought that shit hit me and knocked me out. And she was now looking forward to the next level of taking my shit so that she can feel comfortable, dude. She hates me, but she loves me. But she loves hating me, dude. Does that make sense?
Yes,
she
it
loves
does.
The passion that her hatred for me has. It gives her passion. Let me tell you something. I tell my girl, if you ever in your life yell at another guy, you might as well go with him. If some guy you don't know evokes passion in you, that you yelling and screaming and you hate some other fucking dude, that let me tell you, women's hatred is just like love. It's the same thing as passion. If a girl has indifference towards you, like if girls aren't getting mad at me, right, for saying what I'm saying, this is a useless show. You got to have them. If they sit there and go and dismiss me, like, okay, turn from this. This guy's just corny. Not turn from this, fuck him, or turn from this, what is he talking about? But turn, like, boring, and really believe that, that's a chick that's lost. She's like, fuck you. When your girl gets like that, and some guy in the streets can evoke, like,
passion,
anger in my girl, nigga, you know what I put my girl through to make her angry? Nigga, anger, and she loves me, so you don't give out your emotions frivolously, motherfucker. You give your emotions, you be selective. You don't be hating nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's constant. It never stops, dude. I'm telling y'all, fellas, it never stops.
You can't rest.
Because they pretend that what they're doing is not malicious, and it's not. It's just nature. And so we have to be diligent and purposeful to combat their fucking belief system.
You have to be on guard.
The most you could hope for is a couple of months rest.
Where she's not trying to get her belt. In between belts. Where she calls you master. Yes, master.
But believe me, you're going to get challenged.
Like, I'm diabetic, man, right? I'm trying to get my health right. And that is a thing that keeps her in control. Like, the fact that she loves me enough to make me take care of my health. So, take your pills. Did you take your pills? It's because I can't go, bitch, stop caring about my health. Mind your motherfucking business. I'll have a heart attack if I feel like it, ho. That don't make no sense for me to do that. But that's a thing that keeps her in this state of, like, that's my way to find a way to
control.
To say something that he has to listen to. And I can gain some type of command, and I look at her to let her know that's what she's doing so that she can go, look, I love you, just please take, you know, like, where it's like, all right, it gives me a desire beyond myself because it's hard for yourself sometimes to take care of yourself. So, you know, it's like men are like to have this ego, like, even like with the mother thing. I don't want to make my mom look like a bad person, but if she goes, she says to me, do something, and it's right, I don't want to just say no. Because she's telling me, you know what I mean? Sometimes you do, but sometimes you, as a man, you go, get out of here, man. I handle everything. But sometimes you go, okay, I'll release myself as long as you don't get abusive, which is what happens to women. They become abusive as soon as they get a in. As soon as you give them an inch, they take a mile. They can't help it. But you can't be mad about it. You can't hit them. You can't choke them. You can't yell at them. You have to be diligent till they get the option in their head of, okay, they have to think first, okay, the shit, am I getting ready to do some righteous shit or am I getting ready to do some drama shit just to get his attention? Because it's not worth what's going to happen. Because if I need to talk to my girl for an hour, I talk to her for five till she's like, I'm going to die listening to this nigga. She can't out-argue me. I'm gonna find a way. Because two things. One, I feel like I'm right. Two, I'm a guy, and we're competitive. I'm not going to lose to you as a girl. You think I'm going to let you out-argue me? Never. I will do anything to make your point stupid. The sun shines. No, it don't, bitch. What are you looking at? Are you crazy? It doesn't shine. You know, it's just, you've got to be like that, dude. Sometimes, like if you're raising a child, sometimes eight, and you know, man, sometimes eight out of the ten, you might be right eight times, and two times you are horribly wrong, but it's worth it to be right the eight times.
Yeah.
And then sneak in that you are wrong the other two by buying them a Goofy doll or, you know, giving them an ice cream sandwich. Okay, sorry. That's just sorry. But the eight times, you need it. You need that shit. Man, I'm telling you. What's the dude? There's a dude from Florida. Daryl? Yeah, Daryl. Daryl from Florida. Daryl, what's up, man?
How's it going, Patrice?
How are you, sir? Are you black or white? A white Daryl?
Yeah, I'm a white Daryl.
Oh, shit. How you doing, nigga? What the fuck are you doing? You got a hard time. Fuck you up in Klan country with a name like Daryl. Change your name to Mickey or so. What's up, man?
I just had a follow-up to Joe from Phoenix question. Is there any way to get out of the friend zone with a chick other than drop the bitch?
So basically, what are you trying to do? What do you want to do? What's your ultimate goal? You want to get rid of her or you want to sleep with her?
Sleep with her.
Toss the chessboard in the air. You losing. It's almost checkmate.
You have that take your ball. Here's the thing. I agree with you. We argue about this a lot. Is Dante goes, look, take your ball and go. Like, if the game's getting hardcore, take it and go. I say like this, man. I say you don't play. You don't even play. You don't even let nobody know you have a ball. Once you... All right. Because I've been like this before. I've been in the friend zone. First of all, it's pathetic. Second of all, you're starting off two cars behind. Say you're driving down a one-way street, and it's a small one-way street. And once you got two cars behind, man, I'm telling you, what happens is, as you're slowing down and she's moving ahead,
you could get three cars behind because a lot of times somebody pulls out in front of the you and you got now you three cars behind, you know, emotionally. And let me tell you, man, about this is what I mean about the abuse thing, Daryl. What women are going to do is they it's like children. I'm telling you. Is that once they don't know what satisfies them. We were talking about that earlier. Yeah. They don't know what's satisfying to them. So the abuse they give you that works when she knows that you are going to be the guy that hangs around and is going to be unhappy about not getting the pussy but still hang around, she does it's like when you do comedy, okay, and I've been doing comedy a long time. Let me tell you something about my theory on bombing, okay? When you bomb, you don't try to pull out of it by making the crowd happier.
Trying harder.
You get out of it by making it worse. You just take two grenades and you toss them into the ground and you kill everybody. Because what you don't want is to give the audience the power to know that they can affect you, because they will not do what you think humans do, which is go, oh, he's having a bad time, let's help him through this. They go, ooh, I get to take my foot and run it in his neck and control him and have him beg for mercy. And they will fucking let you flail. So what you do is go, I control my destiny. Here's what you got to do, and I'm going to tell you, you started off backwards. There's no way to turn that around except for, like Dante said, take the chessboard and throw it in the air and start all over. I don't know with her, but you cannot start behind, dude. You cannot. Let me tell you something. You can't play a basketball game and spot the opponent 20 points. You can't do that. That's what women want you to do. They not only want you to say what's not important to you, but they're going to tell you what's important to them, dude. And what this does, and this is the other dude, Joe, it doesn't make them go, I want him. It makes them go, yeah, I'm going to control this guy because he's a pussy, and I want this type of thing in my life. Who's gonna come in and plug the VCR up or plug the DVD player up in all those holes in the back of the LCDs now? Who's gonna come and move her refrigerator so that she can sweep in the back of it? Who gonna do that? You, asshole. You understand, Daryl? You.
What is Daryl? What are you doing for her? Like, if you had to list the things that you are you doing those things? Are you moving the refrigerator and this? Are you talking to her?
No. It used to be where she would call up and I'd be like chilling with some friends and she'd be like, "Hey, let's meet up," and I'd go. But now I've moved away, and now I come back very seldomly. And she called me up this past weekend, and she's like, "You know, I can't do anything." And then she calls me up later that night, and she's like, oh, yeah, I can go out. But I said, you know, I'm chilling with some friends. I can't go. And then I'm like, let's have dinner. And she's like, all right. So she calls me the next day. She's like, I can't have dinner. And I just don't return the phone calls. I'm not going to play.
You got to. Here's the first thing.
Wait a minute, though. But he
I know what the problem is.
You know what, though? Here's what happened.
He comes back as the same guy after.
Dude. You're not far from actually kind of getting her, because she felt the pressure of you not
being
there.
And then
you let up.
You let up.
But when you came around, here's what you need to mix it with.
You came back where you left off.
But
when I left, I'd go. Whenever she called, I'd be like, she'd be like, let's hang out. I'd be like, all right, no matter what I was doing. But this time it was, you know, she called me up like, hey, let's go have a pint or whatever. And I was like, you know, I can't. I'm chilling with friends. I'm not going to meet you. So it's not, I don't think.
No, that's one thing.
But I'm not going.
That's one thing. But when you talk to her, you're probably still the same guy. You're probably, you know, still being like a friend type guy to her instead of being the jerk that you need to be. You have to be a totally different person once you come back to her.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
She's never going to sleep with him.
Probably not.
No, she will. I've got. But
no,
yeah.
She's not going
to sleep with him.
You got Vaughn. She will sleep with you, but here's the. This is the fucking problem you're having, dude.
Yeah.
This is the problem you're having. Listen. She felt the press because he said he moved away. She felt the pressure. Now, that helped you because I already know if you were staying around her, you'd still be her little sweet thing. She'll still have you bent over a chair. But the fact that you left helped you a lot. She felt the pressure of you not being there. But here's the issue that you have to understand. You have to now be willing to take a L. Because this is the thing. Before, you didn't know where you stood. Now you know where you stand. She cares about you a little bit, but you have to let her know. See, this is the thing. You have to explain to her what her vagina means to you. You have to explain that your vagina means nothing and it means everything. What that means is this, man, is that the vagina is like, okay, if you go to eat dinner, right, and somebody gives you a fork, is that a special thing that the guy gives you a fork to eat your meal with? It's not special.
Par for the course.
But it's important and it's essential. You understand what I'm saying? You got to let a woman know her pussy's a fork. You got to let her know that yes, yeah, sweetie, I need to eat with it. It's important, but it ain't special to me. It don't mean what you think it means. What it does is makes me like you now. It consummates what you mean to me. It's like a wheels on a car. You can't drive a car without wheels, but you don't look at wheels and go, these are special. You go, I need the wheels, nigga. I got to drive my car. But you don't go, these wheels are I love these wheels. It's like you got to let her know, dude, that holding you hostage, like I said, they're terrorists. She's holding you hostage with the idea of pussy. There's two things you got to do, dude. You got to give her some medicine. You understand? Medicine in the form of honesty. Women hate honesty. It's like eating the worst castor oil in the world for her. You go, look, I've been wanting to fuck you for a long time, man. This I told my girl this shit. Because we were friends. We were really friends. And I told her we were friends. I said, look, I should be trying to fuck you, but you know what? You're such a fucking loser. Now, I'm going to be your friend because you need a friend. And I would give all kind of honesty. She'd be crying. And I'd be like, what you crying for? Did no one ever talk to you about how fucked up you are? So she started treating me like a guy that was being her friend just to fuck her. I said, I don't need to be your friend to fuck you. You think I am? I'm better than you. So I started fucking with her. She come back and go, I miss you. I said, listen, I have to tongue kiss you because since you treated me like a nigga that was trying to fuck you anyway, I need to know what it's like. So I kissed her, and it was bells and, for her. For me, I'm like, I just tongue-kissed you. But it got special for her. Here's what you got to tell her. You got to be willing to take a L, Daryl, a loss, nigga. You got to tell her, look, man, you've been treating me like this duck for a long time. I'm going to tell you something. My friendship is my love. Like, my love, my friendship, my body, my time, it's all the same to me. My time, my body, everything. You've been abusing me. You've been using my time. You've been using my love for you. You've been using, knowing that I want you, you've been hanging around me and not giving me what I need, which makes you think that shit, your pussy is more special than my existence. And you got to tell her that either you ante up with some cooch, and you take it, dude, and you unload on it, Daryl. Don't be doing no make love. This is a you smash her and tell her, you goofy whore. You've been this is it. This is your fuck game. You've been making me wait for. You're not even a soldier in bed. You take it out on her, and then you go thank you. Now, if you want to be friends now, true friends, we could do that.
Now don't do it as a tactic. Do it. You have to have a be righteous
a ethic
with the fact that you're laying it down.
It has
be
to
honest
be truth.
With it. Because if you use it as a tactic and then you're going to go back as being a friend and moving a refrigerator after you finish, you'll finish forever.
So my last word, man, my last word to you, Daryl, is two things, man. You got to either take a L, like take it and just never talk to her again.
Blow it up.
Or blow it up. Risk a L. Take your grenade, throw it down in front of her, and go, you got to give me some pussy or you are never to talk to me again. And that's what you got to do. Two forms of taking an L. One, completely dismiss her, or two, tell her that you have taken enough of my time for me to find out if you got some good ass. Because that's what I'm going to do, really, is to find out if it's good. Because I still might leave you. If it's bad after all these years, you asshole. It smells like the inside of a
garbage dude. Garbage water.
It smells like the inside of a boxing glove after a 12-round fight.
Smell like the end of a stump.
All right, Daryl. Take care, man. Good luck to you, man.
But, Patrice, that's what I mean by when I said, you know, you got to come back like a jerk. Not really a complete asshole, but, you know, you're telling it as it is. It's not really literally a jerk, but the...
It's just... It's not being a jerk. It's like you gotta understand. It's not being a jerk. It's not all these fucking adjectives about jerk, about dickhead, about that. It's learning how to take that filter that makes that pulling out your teeth, pulling out your own teeth.
Yes.
And there is a savvy to do it. You can't just come out and go, bitch. As well, what it is, it's just learning how to take how you feel. And just word it. And just go, look, this is how I feel about this, man. I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. I feel like you're using me. I feel like this is how I feel. I feel this way. Now, it may be wrong. It may be right. But I'm telling you what's in my gut. I feel something. And I'm not going to automatically destroy what I feel to make you feel better. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Now, we should be able to deal with this. Because I didn't say just because I want to fuck you or just because I'm thinking about fucking you is that, or like when if a girl goes, I love you, and you don't love her.
Well,
you just have to know a logic on how to say, look, like I told my girl, she told me she loved me first. I love you. And I go, well, I don't love you, but here's the thing. I'm going to stay the guy that you love. I'm going to be the same motherfucker that you fell in love with. I'm not going to change. And again, are you in love with me because... due to the fact that you think I love you relative to that? Or do you love me...
Despite that.
Do you love me regardless of how I feel about you? Don't you love me whether I love you or not? Yeah, I guess. All right, then shut up. Let's live life. Let's just live this what we doing. All right? Don't mess it up by making me take all the energy that I have in being this guy that you really into... And then turn it into love. Now I gotta love you. Now I gotta be committed. And that's energy for a man. You're gonna take all the energy that he has to be spontaneous, to do things, massage your feet, to like you. Let me tell you something. A fucking guy liking you sometimes is better than a motherfucking loving you. Just liking you. And doing things because he's like, I like him. I like her. I like my boys. Some of my boys I don't love. But most of my boys I like. I like this nigga. Let's hang, baby. I don't love you. Nah, I love him. It's gonna fuck it up. Because you start doing things to people you love. You start doing things to people you love that you think it's your God-given right. You're entitled to. People you like, you give yourself a self. You self-moderate. And you go, you know what? I don't think I have to... I can't place this on a person that I like. Like, a woman would do that. A woman is not... A woman that thinks she likes you and you like her, she doesn't ask you about your other girlfriends. She doesn't ask you about anything else. She enjoys what's good to her. She enjoys what's... Like, you remember that song, SOS Band?
Just Be Good to Me?
Just Be Good to Me? Play that fucking song. This is what every chick...
Uh-oh.
This is what every... You got it?
Listen, there it is.
Listen to this song, dude. Nobody,
friends,
Beyonce, fucking Ciara, whoever the fuck else is making a song, Britney Spears.
All that shit mean nothing.
This song can't be made now, but it should be now, because this song will keep every chick happy. Listen to this shit. Just listen to this. Turn this shit up. I want people to listen to this fucking song, I'm telling you. And this ain't filler, nigga. I can talk for years. I'm telling you, dude. Listen to the words and stuff. You never heard this? There's some white people that just listen to fucking Meatloaf and, and rock and roll, whatever fuck you listen to. Just listen to this song, man. Listen to this song that I'm surprised this woman... What's the name of the lady that has sang from SOS Band?
God damn it, I don't know.
Deborah something? This is the SOS Band. It's got the longest intro ever, nigga. What is this?
Keep talking.
Broadway play?
I'll tell you when it comes in.
Listen to this, listen to this. Friends, her all goofy bitches. You'll never be mine. Maybe, I don't know, maybe not. I'm chilling. That's not the way I see it. Wait a minute, listen to this. 'Cause I feel your this one. Whenever you win me. Oh, shit, stop it. Stop it, Daddy. Stop it. Wait a minute. Do you hoes even understand what that means? I feel you're ready, mine. Oh, first you go, oh, this arrogant bitch. Whenever you're with me. Meaning she's taking what the fuck she can get. This dude is good. When he's with her, he is. Oh, I love you. You got to understand, ladies, that a motherfucker, you're going to love him before he loves you. Because he's showing you all the best of himself. You're not. You're not showing the best of you. Before he gets pussy. Before he gets pussy, it's him auditioning for pussy. So you're getting the best of a guy. So you're going to love him first. So when you start to love him, you're like, I want him to love me too. You don't have any skill once you go, wait a minute, I love this motherfucker. Let's start putting in effect, you know, playing love, baby. You got to do that. You don't know how to. You just sit there and go, I love you. I love you. You should love me. But this chick is like, what?
Give me what you got.
Whenever you're with me, go ahead, Daddy. Your reputation, meaning I heard you be fucking mad bitches. I don't care about the other girls. Just be good to me. Oh! Just be good to her! Wait a minute, rewind that shit, nigga! Do you understand? Reputation, I heard about you, nigga. But that's okay. I don't care about the other girls. Just be good to me. This is the longest song with no lyrics. You're a user. Wait a minute. Prince said you're a user. I don't care what you do to them. I don't care how you treat these other hoes, nigga.
Just be good to
this
me.
This is a bottom bitch song. Wait, stop that shit. This is a bottom bitch song. This is a song that pays homage to a girl that embraces pimps. Because she's like, nigga, I am the bottom bitch. The bottom bitch to a pimp is his main girl. That's his chick that really ain't a prostitute. She's like his assistant.
BA.
She teaches the other women. She keeps the other women loving. She's really the fourth degree black belt, but she don't mind that you have other classes. You understand what I'm saying? She's the fourth degree black belt that teaches the other students until you get to the sensei. Now, some of y'all ain't really even worthy being taught by the sensei. The sensei only teaches on Sundays at 6:30 in the evening.
And all upper classes.
And only upper black classes. Belt. Only people that my teacher class. Feels is worthy of that. All right, hit it, Danny. May have many others. Yes, I do. But I that's true. Seem to always listen, these jealous hoes, to the bad things that you do. You never do them to me. You do them to them hoes, not me. Talking about reputation. Just be good to me. That is focus. That's focus. You understand? What chick is gonna make a song like that now for a nigga? I don't care what you do. Shit, do you hear that? Do you think she's a sucker? Does she sound like an idiot? Uh-oh, here it is. And she's happy about being the top of La La. Listen to her. La 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 la. Just be. She's la la lying. She is comfortable.
Nobody lies no more.
Nobody la la la. We missing something. You missed the best part. You. Where's the best part?
This is XM's version.
Hmm?
This might be an edit, actually.
An edit? The best part was, I'd rather have a piece of you than to have all or none, baby.
That's a 12-minute version. Then
nigga.
I fucking went down.
Yeah, I think Drew's right.
That I'd rather have a piece of you than to have all of none. That means it's like, you bitches go like, who? A nigga wrote this song. She said, I'd rather have a piece of you than to have a chick go, it's either all or nothing. That's you chicks that be telling niggas to marry you, like, right away. Get on the pot and shit, or get off the pot. Like, what? Like, what I'm giving you ain't enough? What I'm giving you ain't enough.
It ain't never enough.
It ain't enough? I'm loving you like that. I'm feeling you. I just don't want to marry you yet. Don't want to have kids. Don't want to be with you past, like, 3 days a week. La, 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 la.
That's a T-shirt.
Yeah, I think you're talking
la,
about...
La, 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 la.
I think you're talking about the 9-minute version.
Oh, fuck you. Get the 9-minute version next time, nigga. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Michelle, who likes sniffing cock. We're going to get back to you, Michelle. Don't you leave. Don't leave, damn it. She likes to sniff cock. Wow. That's what's on the screen. Oh, we're going to take a break. We'll see you in a minute.
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
It is almost better than when a guy eats your pussy.
What the fuck are you talking about, bitch?
The virus is an XM channel which may contain explicit language. Channel blocking is available by calling 1-800-XM-RADIO or an XM Canada
877-438-9673. Oh, the music. Yeah, I defy you to find a song after 1999 where a bitch is understanding like that. We're going to get Upside Drew Boogie later in the show, man. Drew was saying that Upside Down by Diana Ross.
Yes. Has those type of lyrics.
Has a lyric where she just gets a guy, gets what he is, but she has this infinite security. Boy, that's a song of security. Some songs... You don't know the
lyrics of it.
Like, my girl was hipping me to, like, how deep Gnarls Barkley's Crazy is. I remember when, like, all we know is, you think I'm crazy? But it's a deep song about some guy delving into psychosis, but he really don't think he is. Everybody else thinks he is. It's a deep song, and you don't know that until you, like, well, oh, shit, the lyrics. Like, Upside Down, all I know is Upside Down.
Oh, the lyrics.
Boy, turn me. Yeah. That's all I know, but I
wait till you hear it. Wait till you hear it. And there's another one that when we were in high school came out. Guy, remember Piece of My Love? You can have a piece of my love.
My love. Yeah.
It's waiting for it. Yeah. But see, it don't count.
If the guy.
When a nigga
doing,
says, I just want a little pussy. It's when a girl goes, I'll take a little
dick. Yes, but he's telling her. My he's love. Telling her straight up from the get go. Which
we
is, are, which
but we
was,
do that all the time.
Yeah, we
just rap. But they don't know that. That's what we got to tell them. They don't know that.
All the lyrics, like, and we got to do that on another show.
Yeah.
Is really investigate lyrics like that. That's a good idea.
I will start looking for songs.
And you can't find, I defy you to find a song past 1999 that's that humble as a girl being that confident. That's a sexy song, dude.
Yeah, Prince
song,
don't count, niggas. Prince don't count.
Hey, we're going to go to, real quick, we ready to go with some calls? Michelle in Connecticut likes sniffing cock, and I...
Uh-oh.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Hi, do you like sniffing cock, Pumpkin?
I do.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing, though.
Me neither. I don't... Sniffing cock is always good. Now, you sniff cock, why? Like, what is your purpose?
It started with my boyfriend. He had Axe on, and that drives me up a fucking wall. And he put it.
Wait a minute, bitch! Are you
doing
talking about
Axe commercial?
Where you knock down shit? Axe really? Wait, Axe really has a good effect on them. Wait a minute, Axe is really smells good like that?
Axe and Dolce and Gabbana make a fucking woman go nuts.
Now he sprays it where the hairline is, by the.
It started, he sprayed it, like, on his jeans. So I was just, we were hot and heavy one night, so I decided that I was just going to, like, go down, and I started to smell, and I was like, I liked what I smelled.
So it says you like sniffing just cock in general, or you like sniffing your boyfriend's cock with Axe on it?
Now, if somebody smells good, I have to be like, can I sniff your cock?
Oh, so this is like a cock sniff.
I think that
fetish,
you have
like a little
good,
fetish now.
It's a fetish now. Now, if you have like good cologne on and I smell it, I have to smell your cock.
Does he have to have cologne on his cock to
no,
be
if he,
good
if
with
he
you?
Just no, if he smells good, I'll just go up to him and be like, can I smell your cock? And most of them look at me like I'm a fucking retard, but then I get down there and I smell their cock, and if I like it, it's fucking good.
I like it.
All right,
you.
I'd like to be asked for my cock to be smelled.
Good for me.
Well, the moral of the story is, thank you for calling, you cock sniffing whore.
Hey, call it what you will.
Hey, no, I say that with love, Pumpkin.
I'm gonna fucking smell your dick.
No, I don't say that with hatred at all. I say
that's
that
a compliment.
Thank you.
If you want on your dick, I'll come on over and I'll fucking smell it.
Oh, she don't know the language.
All right, well, all right. Thank you, Michelle. You dick sniffer. And if you put cologne on your dick, it burns.
It does. Yeah. I would hope alcohol. She just meant the pubis area.
Ah, she...
Pubis.
Yeah, the pubis.
Drew being technical.
All right.
That's a Jimmy thing.
The pubis.
Hey, Rob in New York. We're going to fly through some calls. Rob.
Yo, what's up, Patrice?
How are you, sir?
All right, bro. You're kicking ass out there, man.
Thank you, man.
I just want to say, it's hard to follow up after the sniff cock and the bitch that sniffs cock, but...
yeah, whatever,
man. I agree with everything you say. You know, I'm a white dude, but I have the same philosophy as you do. As far as, you know, I gotta have them love me first. And they don't understand that. They're like, you know...
Well,
they want
gonna,
you to bend over backwards.
They're gonna love you first anyway, though. That's the thing. That's the natural. That's the progression of it. Is because what we have to give for what we want is much more than they have to give for what they want. Like, and that's, they don't even give. I mean, they're gonna. It's redundant to say you got to give them to fall in love with you first. Any guy that falls in love with a woman first really is. It has low self-esteem, and all he's having trouble getting pussy, and it's the idea of getting pussy that's making him go, I'm just going to love her because I can't get no other pussy. But no guy falls in love with a woman for her personality, because we really don't give a shit. We don't give a shit if you can't read. We don't give a shit if you don't have a job. We don't give a shit if you got 7 kids. We don't care. Because we'll fuck a girl. If a guy goes, baby, I got 3 kids. She goes, oh my God. If a woman goes, I got 3 kids, he goes, well, whatever. Good. That means you fucking.
Are they sleeping?
are they adopted?
They
not adopted? Well, shit, nigga, she's fucking.
What time are you putting them to bed?
And then love is a thing that sneaks up on guys, where we just keep a chick around so long that you go, this is, she's a trooper, and she just becomes a habit.
We're creatures of habit. And through time.
And if you fall in love with a bitch first, She has no respect for you. 9 times out of 10, you watch a guy, he falls in love. The girl loses respect for him. They feel something's wrong. This guy ain't right. Something's wrong. And they kick him to the curb.
No, you ruin the challenge at that point.
It's absolutely
That's
true,
right.
man. And it sounds fucked up to women, but you got to understand. When a guy meets you, think about what goes on. Think about it's like he's putting his best foot forward. He's like, he's being respectful. How are you? You know, hey,
yeah,
blah,
he's
blah.
Looking for the pussy.
He's working.
Yeah.
He's working, and you know he's working. But then what happens is you're starting to feel the thing. Here's the thing: a woman needs to like you to fuck you. Like the thing that I'm giving a woman to like me is the same thing I'm giving her to want to fuck me.
Yeah.
To want to have sex with me is the same thing. Like, so she's like, oh, he's so attractive.
Right,
he's
right.
So set. I want to fuck him and I want to be with him. But a guy, he wants to fuck you first. And then it's like, okay, I'll keep fucking you. And then he goes,
I
want to be with her. You know, let me.
Right.
Let me.
If she does the right thing. Yeah, if she does the right thing, then you fall in love with her.
Well, he's funny as shit. Rob's like, yeah, you did do the right thing, and this bitch loves you. I love you too, I think. He's about to say that.
Right.
I love you too, I think. All right, hey, Rob, thanks for calling, man. Hey, who's next? Dustin, Arizona. Dustin?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm just getting frustrated. I've been married 7 years.
Yes.
And I finally talked the wife into letting me sort of have a threesome. Mm-hmm. We're all three of us naked. All she wanted to do was kiss the other girl, eat the other girl, and I couldn't touch her. I couldn't do anything. I was just wondering if that's sort of in the right direction or is...
Yes. Let it... Don't be selfish. I know it's hardcore, dude. I know it, you want to just become a serial killer and just kill all and room and naked bitches, and you just sitting there. I know you want to do it, but here's, dude.
The rules.
You got to understand, dude, that the girls run it. When it's you and two women, y'all, they run the show. Just don't be a cock blocker until eventually they can't help it, dude. If one of them likes dick, that's all you got to do. Me and my girl did one. Couple of weeks. I'm telling you, the other chick was figuring out how to put two bullets in the back of my head to get rid of me because she wanted my girl. And I'm sitting there comfortable like, okay, cool. Hey, I'll just stand outside the room and blah, 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 blah. But I know that when it's time, nigga, they got to ante up. She's not, especially your wife. See, here's the thing. It's not the other bitch's fault. It's your wife. Your wife got it. Y'all got to be soldiers together, man. Y'all got to work this out. You have to go in and touch your wife. Because the other chick is going to do anything your wife do. So what's going to happen is you come in and she brings you in. You start kissing on your wife. You start licking her up. And
wife
eventually...
The wife is the liaison.
Eventually, your wife is going to start moving that chick in the direction of your balls. Trust me. Let them do what they're doing. It is, man. Yeah. Let the girls run it. I know you're mad. I know it's like, oh, two naked girls. This is, you know, because a lot of guys don't get the experience of that. But I'm telling you, dude, just jerk off on the side. Have your wife, just tell your wife, look, show me a little something. And then after one of them comes, then you kind of got to make the other one come. And then naturally a woman's going to want to do you. Then they're going to want to make you come. Just have them lick both of your nipples. That's what I do. I just get stereo nipple licks, man. That's what I do. I love it. But, dude, I understand and your frustration. I understand it.
Be patient. Let them come to you.
Don't be too anxious.
He hung his phone. Listen, if you're still there, understand that you cannot be selfish in this matter, man. Let the girls run it because it's almost like I'm trying to get an example
of
like
in the room.
It's like
you got to be the dick in the room.
It's like, you know how you go somewhere, you go to the movies, and you just go, I'm just going to watch the movies, but there's the popcorn stand. And so the movie people, the popcorn's $10 and everything's so expensive. But people know innately, it's something about when you go to the movies, you got to get some goobers, you got to get something. So if you go there, and your wife is going there with the intent purposes of being with another girl, and she wants to muscle you out, trust me, if you just stay, keep your dick hovering around... Like the aliens from Independence Day, just in the stratosphere, let your balls break off and float. You know how they go, sir, the other one stopped, but there's two more balls floating around in the atmosphere. Let your balls float around in the atmosphere, but don't force it to happen, dude. I'm telling you, they can't help it. Your dick is like goobers at the movie theater. They got to get
nobody,
some.
And nobody goes to the movies for popcorn. And go for the movie first. You end up getting popcorn. You want some popcorn?
Give me a line of popcorn. That's what your dick is in that situation. Your dick is just, popcorn. So don't be, this is what I'm saying, ego. Today's lesson is ego, nigga. Don't have it. Just let it go. Let them girls, listen, put it this way. How exciting is it to watch lesbian porn? You know, you watch two sexy women go at it. You sit there and you beat off. You don't get mad if they don't say, wait a minute. I think there's a guy watching. Come here to the TV. You go like, what the fuck? Just know that all your senses, you can smell it happening. It's your sheets. It's your bed. It's like, wow. It's just, let it happen, dude. Let it happen.
The three rules of threesomes.
Who's going to win?
Let your girl set it up.
Let your girl set.
Let your girl set it up. Don't be too anxious about just don't be too excited about who she picked.
And don't fuck the other bitch when she's not looking.
And don't fuck the bitch after the threesome.
Don't spoon the other bitch and tell your girl to go to the bathroom. You can't love the other bitch. Oh, my God. Let's go to my boy Jerry, man. Damn. Jerry.
Yo.
How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
You gotta come in, dude, one of these days, man, and hang.
Is this the man?
Yeah, I know.
This is my boy from Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. This is
the
two.
Yeah,
this is
the pimp.
Yeah, I'm living the life.
You see, you got to come in one of these days with the family. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
You gotta come in with the family, man.
Jerry Biglow.
Biglow Jerry. What's going on, man? Did y'all do something today? Oh, you know what I want to ask you, Jerry? Is it as sexually fulfilling after a while, not as dead? Like, do you always feel like, oh, it's two women in my bed? Or it's just like, it's almost like having sex with one now?
You
understand
like
the question? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. It's kind of like having sex with one. You gotta, I mean, I'm the true pimp though, Patrice. I'm still looking. You know, I'm still getting some on the side, even though I got two women living in the house.
But listen, you gotta understand this, all Jerry. You gotta understand that he's living his. I don't even want to call it a fantasy. It's in guys. You gotta understand. Nature, I don't believe nature to make mistakes. I don't believe it makes mistakes. I think that what happens is what's supposed to happen. Now, I believe that if you're born, the fact that men are born, and I think the ratio's 4-1, 5-1, or something crazy like that, yeah. it means all guys are supposed to fuck five women. Because we're here to consummate and make kids. If it was vice versa and it was five guys to one woman, nigga, nobody be getting fucked. It'd be a lot of kidnappings, a lot of wars with each other, like pussy wars, straight up, fuck Iraq and all that. It's just like we're going to gladiate over some ass. Right. And the winner gets this chick who's probably going to be locked up in a cage hoping that a gentleman wins and not that nigga missing one eye. You know what I'm saying? And what happens is I think that the fact is that Jerry can... I always tell my girl, I think I'm a good enough man to be with, you know...
It's work, though.
Be with three girls.
Jerry, it's work, though, ain't it?
I don't think it's work for Jerry.
Yes.
What's that?
I mean, just
it's to keep it
dealing
up.
With the to keep it up, to maintain it,
to maintain the situation.
I mean, it's, you're still dealing with two women. You're still
he has
dealing
to be
with
on guard with two women.
But yeah, I think one is a lot more submissive.
I mean,
than
even if they're submissive, you're still talking about being that. You know, apparently he is this strong dude that.
All right, let's ask him. What's the toughest part of it all, Jerry? What's the toughest part of it?
The toughest part of it?
To like the thing that's not the it's not pimp. It's like I like to say the word pimp, but it's tough to pimp a girl that you care about. It's tough to be hard on her all the time because you do want to take care. That's another thing about us. We are providers. We want to take care of our family and take care of the woman we love. But the toughest thing about being with two women as your woman, what is the hardest part of that?
The hardest part is finding time for just me, you know?
So wait a minute, though. So what's that mean? Like, you have to still, even though you're living in this fantasy world that we all love, you live in this world of fucking two women and one lives with you, you still have to, like, curl up and watch a movie or...
It's work by yourself. It's work.
He's you still have to be lovey-dovey.
Yeah,
you
still got to maintain...
Oh, yeah.
Shit, man. Because I'm thinking the only way to do it is, like, one is lovey-dovey and the other one is...
But he's... Jerry, how long has this been going on?
10 years.
So, see what I'm saying? Holy shit. This is two of his women. He has to be emotional...
And you got room? Wait a minute, nigga. You trying to find another bitch?
Yeah, no wonder you ain't got no time to yourself.
Which goes to show you, he loves these two women and he still needs side pussy. Side pussy is, ladies, stop being so defensive about side booty.
Yeah. I
personally last night I got side pussy.
You got last night?
Last night.
Let me ask you, do they know?
Yes.
Oh,
I sent them downstairs to go watch a movie together. And I said, I'm getting this girl coming over. And we're going upstairs in my bedroom.
If I was a square, I'd go, what are you doing? This is what squares are thinking. Jerry, he's probably abusive and he has a gun on both of them. But it's mental. Yeah. He explains it and he living it. It's hard to live how you want to live, dude. But once you do, it's beautiful. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that because that's three women. He's still got two more. And again, I say this in my act. Not only do I have five who are naturally born with me, I have homosexuals five, I have dead motherfuckers
retarded
five,
niggas.
I have retarded niggas five, I have niggas in jails five, I have married guys who don't cheat five, I have fucking the niggas who's in Iraq now is five, and I'm holding them off till they get back. I have fucking...
It's like 50 to 1.
It's a lot of women who are having trouble getting a guy. So, okay, back to the just be good to me shit. What am I going to do? My girl got me. So what about the other 10 that are alone? But see, I think that women, for the nature of who we are, every day you walk outside and there's a new guy that's trying to fuck you. They're like, hey, baby, what's up? What you doing? And you go, no, thank you. You're all day used to rejecting men. So all day long, you rejecting 10 men, which makes you think that there's 10 available motherfuckers out there. It ain't. I got a girl. And I'm still going, hey, baby, that's just what you are. When I talk to you in the street, I just got my human resources department open. Like, I got my secretary that I need for my company, but at the same time, I got to always put out applications. Just in case this bitch leaves me without 2 weeks' notice.
She might slip and fall.
she might try to sue the company. I got to replace her just in case. She leaves the company. And that's what women don't understand. It's a shortage of men. You don't have a lot of options. That's why a guy like Jerry can live. Jerry, are you a part of any, like...
cults?
Not cults, but any... I know what you're saying, though. Not a cult, but like a... what do you call it? Like group? Like a group. Like, are you a part of any sex groups or anybody that lives like you live?
No. We've talked to some people online. But we're not really a part of a specific
Jerry's
group
too
or...
busy to take care of all these.
No, let me tell you.
No, but think about it. He's doing it with, like, no role model. He's doing it with, like, nobody to tell him how it was done.
How old are you, Jerry? How old are you?
I'm 40.
All right, 40. Man. This is so interesting. Because we all live the same life. I mean, I'm sure you didn't start off in the 10th grade as, like, I'm going to do this. No. What was the point? What was the, like, for me, It was always there, but Brazil had this thing where I go, wait a minute. This is like the epiphany. This is the epiphany time. So I'm asking you about the epiphany time. When I had an epiphany, it was when I went to Brazil. I was in my regular, because I used to be a serial monogamist, meaning I would just go from woman to woman and make her my girlfriend. I would always have a girlfriend. And what I said to myself, I got into the same thing with this last chick. I went to Brazil, and I just met the chick, and then I went to Brazil. And I was like, wow, I feel great. Like, even though I'm paying for this pussy, I feel like these women, man, are selling me what I want to buy. You know what I mean? They are selling me what I want to buy. I feel free. I feel like I don't have to be a pimp. Like, meaning I don't have to have mind games. And these women are gorgeous. And I found myself wanting to fuck them less that I would hang out with them and was being happy. So, basically, when I came back, I said, you know something? I'm never going to put myself in a position to not be happy ever again. And that was the time where I had that thing that swept over me where I'm saying, you know what, I'm going to live like this. Now, what was the moment where you said, I'm going to live like this?
Okay, the history lesson is, and a lot of guys will, you know, and you've talked about this even tonight, is, you know, getting screwed over, fucked over by a girl. And I got fucked over by two girls, you know, one right after the other, because I was stupid. And I went in there, and I was like, oh, I love you. And, you know, I had a chance to own my own business. And she said, no, you got to stay home with me and all this other shit. And then she fucking left me. And I was like, what the fuck was that? I was a nice guy. I was a sweetheart. Buy her flowers every Valentine's Day. Now I go buy your own flowers.
And let me tell you something. Now, any women who are listening and any square guys who are listening, you got to understand that you can't look at that like and go, oh, that's what it is. He's a jilted guy. No, he felt like that before he got fucking hurt. We feel like that before. Let me tell you something. I used to be a poetry writing nigga or writing. I used to do a lot of shit to get pussy, dude. Yep. And it was like I would give them the power of... A pussy. I would make pussy like so powerful in my life that I'm like, wait a minute, I'm better than this. I am not gonna like put myself in a position to go, oh, I love you, boobie. I found that being a dick, and let me tell you about this. Go back to the word bitch. Why I say it? It doesn't mean anything to me. It's just a belief system. It's just to say to myself, I can say bitch, and I believe in it. and I'm going to see if I can have you, like, get mad at it, and I stand firm on it. He believes in what he's doing. It took a minute, but he said, you know what? People go, this guy's a lying motherfucker. I'm going to tell you something, dude. You go, nigga, and it sounds arrogant, but it's a belief system. He believes in it to a point where he's like, the girl's like, he sent two girls down and gonna fuck another one. Yeah, shut the fuck up. It happens if you believe in it. Trust me.
Real.
The word bitch to me is nothing to me as except for this. It's just, go ahead.
And I think you talked about it before, Patrice, man, because I was a pussy motherfucker. I mean, I remember the last time.
We all are.
My last girlfriend, before I got married. And I was crying like a motherfucker. I don't know why she left me. I don't know why she left me. You know, and then
why, who, where, why,
yeah,
how?
You know, and then I just, it's something just, that was my epiphany. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing, man?
Sitting
you know?
Here crying so like now, a bitch.
Yeah.
Curled up in the corner in the fetal position. Over, over what? That's the thing. Over what?
Somebody
what
didn't
do
like
you really mean? Let me ask you a question, fellas. If your girl left you, right, what would you really miss about her? What would you really miss about her? What? What's she? What? Her funny jokes?
Yeah.
Her what? The way she talks to you when you don't want to talk to her?
You miss the routine. That's what you miss.
You miss the routine of what?
Just hanging out together, going out, the things that you do together every day. You miss that because you find yourself sitting alone.
We don't have a problem.
That's what you miss.
We miss.
That's what you miss. That's what a woman misses. We don't miss your routine. That's what I'm saying. There's no.
Let me say.
So why are you sitting home sad?
My question. Okay.
You miss
all right. Hey, Jerry. When you was crying in the fetal.
Yep.
What were you crying? I say, and this is my theory, but I'm gonna ask you.
It's the
arrogance and the ego that you thought the bitch was yours.
Right.
It's like,
that's
you know what it's
what
like?
It
it's like
possession.
I said, it's like possession. It's possession. I got five watches and four of them I don't wear, right?
But you
ever.
Can't take one
but
of
if
them.
One, if a nigga steal my watch, I'm going crazy.
Right.
So it's like you got three bitches and you a piece of shit.
Right.
Fuck it.
Right.
And you lose one of them bitches.
And you mad
that,
at him.
Your ego's like, oh, you
man.
Feel your ego is damaged.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when if a girl leaves you and you hurt. But let me ask you, Jerry, when you was in the fetal position, when you look back to about it, what did you miss when you was in tears and in pain? And what did you miss after when you figured it all out and to this point, reflecting? What did you miss when you reflect on her, and what did you miss at the time when she left you? You understand the question?
Oh, no, not really. What did you think?
Okay, what did you think you missed when she first left you and you was hurt?
Well, I thought I was in love, and I thought I, you know, missed, you know, hanging out with her and all that shit that the girl was talking about. And dude, that's not what I missed. You know,
what did you miss in retrospect? What were you crying over?
Mostly just getting laid. You know,
just getting laid. I'm telling you, ladies, you think it ain't that important? You think pussy's not
that
important?
Part of the routine.
Pussy?
I didn't miss.
Yeah,
pussy's not a routine.
If you were getting it every night, and now suddenly she's gone and you don't get it, that's part of your routine.
What goofy guy gets it every night? That's another thing, y'all. When y'all use pussy as a means of a weapon,
yeah.
Are you gonna give your weapon to the enemy every night? You're going to hold it off and make him suffer. That's what I'm saying.
Patrice, there have been times when I've had both women and two other women on the side and still not gotten pussy every night.
Say that one more time.
I had four chicks all at one time
and still not
gotten pussy every night. That's just not... Like you said, that's just not, it's not going to happen. You're just not going to get pussy every night.
No.
That's just not going to happen.
It's not the routine. It's ego, man.
Plus they start cycling.
Jerry, where's your girl at now? What's going on? Where they at now?
They're in the other room listening to this conversation.
Can you get them on the phone? Let me talk to them for you.
Hi, ladies.
Yeah, girl, pick up the phone when you hear this. They're a little behind in the delay. Hey,
tell them to turn the radio down, too.
Yeah, and turn the radio down. You got to go get the other phones, girls.
Oh, my God. My dick just got hard. I'm living.
Girls.
Nigga, I think I'm going to fuck Jerry just to know what it's like. Nigga, he's like, girls. And you hear him, he's not like, yo, bitches, get the motherfucking phone if I choke one of y'all. Girls.
Let me tell you something else, okay?
Call them girls, too. Coochie coo.
This is the other thing about my life. And Patrice, you know I'm honest as fucking day is long.
Yeah, yeah.
I have sent both of them out, my wife and my girlfriend, to go fuck other guys.
Well, that's what you have to do. See, that's the key. That's where you learn. Look at Danny's face.
Because that's the one thing out of everything I've heard tonight. That's the one thing I can't wrap my mind around.
It's the ego.
Send your girl out.
It's the ego.
Fuck some other dude.
Let me ask you a question, Danny. Do you have something of value to you?
Whatever, go.
That really you don't give a fuck about.
But it's
yours and it means something to you. But you really don't. It gets no attention. It gets no, like, it's a possession.
When a kid has gets a dog, but he don't walk him, he don't spend time with him. But then you say, look, I'm getting rid of your dog. Then he goes, no, don't. Please.
I love my dog. Right.
I got it, Danny. You have to send your girl out with the confidence that you know that after she fucks some other guy, she's coming back to you. You got her mind. That's it.
Look at Danny.
I can deal with that. It's just like,
it takes practice.
Because in your head, you're like, I can't believe, at least I would be like, I can't believe that my girl is fucking some other dude right now, and that I wouldn't be able to relax.
Knowing
my mind. Knowing that your 7-inch dick is getting pumped away by some 9-inch monster. And your girl's like, oh, I didn't know what I was missing. Fucking this loser, Danny.
There was something.
You know what, Danny Sprayo? Here's what it is. Wait a minute. Stop the pressing. You think that another guy's going to expose your faulty fucking. Like, that's what it is. Is you think there's another guy. I'm going to tell you one story of my girl that bugged me about her fucking another guy. She said she fucked this rapper. I'm not going to leave nameless.
Yeah. Okay.
And she said, she said, I'm the best sex she's ever had, but she had another guy who I know is the best sex she ever had because she's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So she said that he's the only guy that when he was fucking her made her have to pee on herself. And when he was fucking her, he said while she had to pee, she said I had to get up and go pee. And he said, I don't give a fuck if you piss, just keep pissing. He kept fucking her. And she was crying. And she was telling me the story. And my stomach, I almost threw up. I think my kidneys went into failure. I think my liver fell out. When she's saying this guy is fucking her till she peed on herself. And I said, you know what it was? Here's what made me mad. Because I can't fuck her till she pees on herself. I don't have a pee dick. So this nigga was packing enough to fuck with a bladder. And Danny's scared of the nigga gonna fuck his girl's bladder to shreds. But that's why I go out and I try to actively try to embrace another guy fucking the shit out of my girl, and hopefully my mind game can overwhelm his bladder skills.
Right. Bladder beating skills.
I remember something you said, and it was to the effect of you know, a guy who lost his, you know, he's like 35, he had a 21-year-old girlfriend, and he lost her to another guy, thinking his fuck game was supposed to keep her.
Right.
And that's not the way it works.
You can't keep a 21-year-old girl with your fuck game, especially if you're 35. I mean, Jerry's 40. He can't keep this going with his fuck game. He's 40. So he has to keep it with a mind. Like, girls, that's not dick. Girls, get the phone. Girls, that's not dick.
Right.
It's something else. It's leadership. It's like, these chicks, like, this nigga's a winner for some reason. That's why I got to keep my girl thinking she's a winner. I got to be better than a nigga fucking her bladder to shreds. And I got mad, nigga. I was like, oh! Like, in my head, like, bitch got to pee on herself. And no matter how hard I push my fat butt, no pee is going to, unless I crush her.
You had to punch her in the kidneys.
Crush her hip bone.
Punch her in the kidneys while you.
I got to reach down and start squishing her organ for me to make her got to. You understand?
Yeah.
It's like, it's an ego thing, Danny. It's like you thinking that some guy's just going to be better than you and the fuck, but you got to have her thinking. Like a friend of mine just called me and said he was scared to get a dildo bigger than his own dick. And I said, look, what you have to do is have her think. Because any woman can get dick, but she can't get sex, that satisfying it's the fucking orgasmic, you know, thing. Once you can bring that to a girl, she applies that. Like, if anybody, if these two girls leave Jerry, both of them will be fucked up because they're going to miss
the energy
of, like, this chick, that this new chick my girl brought around, and we messed around a little bit, and I was, she's just like, she kept saying things to me, like, while she was thinking, because she looked at, I'm a big motherfucker, so she's like, when she's sucking my nips, she's like, oh, wow, he looks at her, she looks at her, because she's still into my girl, so the girl's talking to my girl, and she's like, oh, you smell like soap. And I'm thinking to myself, well, bitch, what am I supposed to smell like? What, you thought I smell like underneath a whale's arm? Yes. like a whale ball.
Like hot dog water.
So she's like, wow, you smell. And I'm sucking the titties when my girl went to the bathroom. And she's like, you're so soft. Like, we had a moment. You know what I mean? So she was like, well, there you go. Like, wait a minute, fat boy ain't so bad. And then she get into it, and then she sees how. So after, if we do that a couple of times, she goes fuck some nigga that could have a pee dick, you know, a bladder smashing dick, but she's gonna go, man, he's not soft, he don't smell like soap, and his girl ain't gentle, and this sucks.
Yeah.
Even with giant dick.
Here's what happens, a good situation, like even the magic wand, when he's using the magic wand, yeah. I know guys that I had turned on to the magic wand, and they would use it, be afraid to use it. I don't want my girl to be into that. But what she does is she attributes that to item him. To you.
She associates any sexual activity to that makes him. Her feel good to him. So that, the vibrator is no good without you. Let me tell you something. I've given out magic wands. There has to be at least 400 magic wands floating around the universe.
Wow.
And I'm talking about after one that, and then she, I have to say, it has to be about 400 attributed to me because
of people you turned
and about
to.
800 attributed to you, yeah. Because Dante hit me to the magic wand. I used to be a believer in the pocket rocket.
Right.
Then he tribute to the, he got me in the magic wand, so I hit this one in the magic wand, and I know that one hit somebody to the magic wand, so I must be responsible 400. Dante must be responsible 800 with my 400, and I'm gonna tell you, some of the chicks still call me because I was the nigga that introduced her to this way of life. So what happens is, why these women cannot leave Jerry is because there's a way of life that they are associated with Jerry. They gotta go in, and here's the thing, women do not introduce what they want sexually to you. You know what I mean? You have to introduce it to them. They can't, they're not just gonna go, listen,
you can't say choke me.
You,
because
as a
whole
woman.
Idea of you choking her
is
lost because she's telling you to choke
you,
her.
Exactly. So the fact is, she can't, like, what woman now that she, one of these girls leaves and she goes, hey, listen, sweetie, you think you can find yourself another girlfriend that lives with us upstairs and then also go fuck other women and then I go fuck other guys? Huh? You have to get out of my house, crazy bitch. But that's what I'm saying. That's why it's easy to have a 10-year thing like this. I mean, that's the tough. Jerry, hey, listen, we're going to go on a break real quick. Stay on the phone, and we're going to kick it to the girls.
Okay. Daddy's got to run.
The girls. I love the girls. Girls, we're going to be back in a minute, all right?
All right.
Oh, she sounds nice and controlled.
Yeah.
There you go. Go get me some tea, even though I'm not there. All right, see you in a minute.
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
So the guy goes, well, I can't get hard unless you suck my dick. So I was like, I don't know you. I can't just suck your dick.
What, bitch?
Who sucks the dick after you met the guy the night before?
Fuck! Bitches just make me sick!
I'm not sucking raw cock, I don't know.
Shut up! There's so many bass songs that you know a black guy wrote.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's some Howard Hewitt shit.
And love is the whole of my fear.
And love, this one guy just have loving his song. About. And loving a girl, I'm here with you. And when you love somebody, love is the love. Love and love. Hey, man, we got to go right to Alondra, man. These words I'm reading, this can't be true. Alondra?
Danny's
got to
come
here.
Click the thing first.
Click. Look at Danny, you dirty slave. Click this phone, nigger. Alondra?
Hello?
Easy. Oh, Alondra?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm sorry.
First of all, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24, so you still got the silicone pack in your pussy that come with the shoes? Like, it's brand new, ain't it?
Got that new car
smell. That new car pussy. that pine pussy. Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead, say your pussy. Speak your piece, beautiful.
No, I had a comment about the guy that was surprised that his girlfriend dipped him over because he had put off, like, opening up a business because she said that he should stay home with her.
Yeah.
Like, he was a fucking cunt. So how did he not know she was going to dick him over?
I don't know. I don't have a fucking idea. You sound like
woman is selfish, and she was obviously going to dick him over. Any woman that would ask a man to not open up a business to stay at home with her.
Are you talking about Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, right, but no, sweetie, time out. See, a lot of women believe that they're different from all the other women. You would do that because, let me explain to you, in your jealousy, here's how warped you are. You believe any other thing that takes up your man's time is another woman. If he loves video games, it's like that bitch Gears of War.
360.
If he loves DJing, that fucking hoe spinning record, you get jealous of anything that you feel is better than you in the relationship. So she knows that asking a man not to have a career, not to build his life is wrong. But y'all don't give a shit because that's just your competitive, jealous nature. And it's his fault or any guy's fault for not putting the option. Now, he knew it was his fault. He learned from it. Now, look it. Bitches are suffering. 4 or 5 holes in the house. And it's going to happen to you soon, too, lovey lumps. In 6 years, when the value of your coochie starts to depreciate, like a Ford Taurus. But you sound cute, though, Precious. Are you a virgin?
No.
All giggly and shit. What are y'all having, a slumber party, hitting each other with
pillows?
Pillow feathers sticking to the pussy. Oh, God, you sexy sons of bitches. All right, Alondra, take you and your goofy voice and finish the rest of the night. But thank you for the call, sexy. And we go to Diana and Callie. Because she has something to say about what we were saying about the pee dick.
Hello?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes.
Hey, Diana.
Hi. Oh, Patrice, yeah. I love you. I think you're so funny. But anyway, it's not true that it was because
of the size. But not sexy,
though.
Shit. I was hoping you said
sexy. The size of... Yeah, but I'm not a diss either. But the size of his dick isn't what made her pee.
What is it?
Just because sometimes we have to pee. And you get up and you go to the bathroom, but he was just a nasty pig and... It's gross. And I wanted to tell you that using a vibrator, it makes you come in a different way. If you just use the vibrator, like, on your clit.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't come with it inside of me unless my boyfriend is using it. I can't do it to myself. I think it's, I don't know. For some reason, it doesn't work.
Yeah. So what's the difference between a vibration orgasm and a penetration orgasm?
It's the same.
Okay, if you just do it on your clit, it's completely different. It's a completely different orgasm.
Explain the difference.
I don't know how to even explain the difference. It is just...
Does it shoot through your head, or one shoots through your vagina to your head, or one shoots through your backbone to your earlobe? What's going on?
The first time I ever actually came with the vibrator, just using that on my clit, I got like this. It was amazing. I got this like hot. It was weird. I don't know. There's two different ways. Even the doctors say that. Like, I watched that crazy old lady doctor.
Yeah, but we're trying to get...
I don't know how to even explain it.
Which one would you rather have? Dig.
Want to chime in on this?
A penetration. One or a vibrator one?
A penetration one, but they're completely different.
But I'm saying which one is easier to get. Now, my girl, we probably had sex So 4 years of things as well. So at least 1,600 times.
Yeah.
I think she's had. She's come every time, but I think she's had. That's my phone, and I can't even get to it. I think we've had sex about 1,600 times, and I think I've made her have. I can count maybe 30 where I got lucky enough to find the spot for her to have a penetration orgasm. I think the rest is clitoral, because I eat the pussy, but I remember how she gets, where she, I know she's going to have a penetration one. She'll choke me, right? She sits on top, she'll choke me, and to not move. Like, I think I've never made her come moving my ass. She goes, sit there, fat boy.
I do the same thing.
Shut up, motherfucker. Don't move, and she'll crush my larynx until she comes. Because it's like, it's that spot you find in the thing. Go ahead,
babe. The size of the dick has nothing to do with that either.
What size is your boyfriend? He's not packing, is he?
He has a nice size dick, but it's not. He makes me come like crazy. I never had a guy that made me come. I had to learn how to make myself come when I would do it to guys, because they would just want to get, you know, they were guys.
How old are you?
But he, how old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 26.
She's getting there 4 more years.
Every time we have sex, I have kids. Except for one, and I was mad at him because I didn't get to.
Well, lucky you tend to draw. Well, good. Have a good day. Hey, tell him to bust one for me tonight. No, thank you for calling, precious.
Hey, you know, you can get a penetration orgasm by using, if you use your abdomen and press it against the clit and rub your clit against the lower abdomen while you're penetrating.
Shut the fuck up. Fuck you. I'm trying to stay abdomen and be sexy. The lower abdominal wall.
If you got a gut, it helps.
Hey, put Jerry back on the line, man. Hey, Jerry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are the girls there?
Yes.
Hey, girls, is it the dick that Jerry's slinging, or is it the game that he's selling that makes you love him?
I think it's both. Yeah, it's definitely both.
Jerry's slinging enough dick to satisfy two of y'all like that.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And what? And both have orgasms every time y'all fuck.
Multiple. Yep.
Let me ask you some personal shit.
Jerry is a monster.
What's the fuck routine? Because his me and my girl's fuck routine is, I fuck her, then I get tired. Then I eat a pussy till she comes. Then I lay down and she licks my nipples while I jerk off. That's the routine. What's y'all routine? Like, what's the thing y'all mostly do that you know is going to satisfy each other?
I fuck until they come, and then I do whatever I want.
Yeah.
What's that? What's the whatever you want?
Fucking film.
It varies.
Like whatever.
Doggy style, on top.
You ever had one lick your asshole and another one get the balls?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, you dirty fucking Jerry. Somebody ought to just shoot you in the head. Like,
ass, both of them in the ass, banging them both in the ass.
Really? And then, neither one of you, the girls, y'all don't look at each other like, wait a minute, you gave her 10 pumps and I only got 6.
No.
It's just like,
not
whatever.
Anymore.
It's very spontaneous. No. Oh, you used to be a little bit. Now, who had the biggest problem when it first happened? Did y'all, okay, wait, here's a better question. Was there ever a time where either one of you, like, I'm out of this fucking shit. What am I doing? I'm better than this. Because it sounds like you're done. You've been conquered by feeling to, like, I'm better than this. What was that feeling like? And now, and then what made you guys just go, you know what? I'm really digging on this.
Well, you work it out the same way you work out any relationship, whether it's a two-person relationship or a three-person relationship. It all works out the same.
Right.
You work at it just like any other relationship.
Jerry, this is why you're important to me. You're important to me because you have a relationship with two women, and that's what I'm... If Jerry was just a swinging guy, I'd be like, all right, I'm done with Jerry. But Jerry has a relationship, and that's what I want. I want my girl, she's 32, going on 33... I want us to have a little tenderloin as our girlfriend. I want a girlfriend. And that's something I'm having trouble doing. I want another chick to be walking. I was so happy the other day. that I'm just having two girls tiptoe around the house naked, dude. It was so sexy, and like I don't really want to have sex with both of them. I want to have sex with my girl because we're comfortable. But that the fact that there was another little 22-year-old just skating around the crib, sitting down, just to like because like I said, sexuality or being sexy ain't the thing for me no more. It's like if I walk out and get myself some Diet Kool-Aid, you know, some Crystal Light grape, right? And I see some naked 22-year-old just sitting down eating cereal on my couch watching The Wire.
Good morning.
And I just go, hey, sweetie, hand me my shoes. And I just walk back. You know, she's just there. Her pussy's on my couch. Like, and I just walk in. My girl is in the other room, and we watch TV, and we go, hey, other bitch, come here. It's unbelievable, man. It's Jerry, you the man, dude.
Jerry's got a lot to tell you.
Oh, he's the man. I want Jerry to call it. Anytime we do Black Phillip, Jerry, you make sure you call just to tell us what's going on. Y'all gonna fuck tonight or you just gonna chill?
No, we're chilling tonight.
You gonna chill out? What you gonna watch?
What do you mean?
Just hanging? Just you watching TV or just whatever? Nothing?
Oh, yeah. We're just watching TV. Yeah.
Just sitting there watching TV with two vaginas. Oh, and four titties. Jerry, you piece of shit.
My friends at work say that, too. How do you leave the house? I don't know how you leave the house.
It's just, but it's just bad stories, though, in stereo.
You want to know what happened to me today, Jerry?
Ugh. I don't want to know what happened to either one of you bitches. Get out of here. All right, Jerry, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to talk to you next time, man. Give me a MySpace shout or something.
The truth of the matter is that sometimes it's better that to have two of them because, like I said, then there's, you know, those two go downstairs, and even if I don't bring another girl in the house, when I need me time, they keep to themselves and they go watch, you know, chick flicks or something like that.
That's beautiful, dude.
And he hasn't done that.
You gotta MySpace me so I can get you to come in one of these days so we can just all chill out.
Yeah, see we gotta work.
Because you sound like a corny looking motherfucker. Like you don't sound like a sexy nigga. You sound like a goofy fucker. You sound like you got one of those black white guy afros, like half curly, and is receding a little bit. No. I don't want to know what you look like. I want to see you one day. All right, man. So I'll talk to you later, dude. Let's run through some shit. All right, Doug in Brooklyn. Doug, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
How are you, sir? You love and you respect your wife.
I do.
Okay.
She does what I tell her.
Yes.
And I don't know that she needs to know any of the secrets of the man game. Hey, real quick about Jerry, though. You know, the only way I think he makes it work is he's sitting there between two probably husky women.
You know what? That's a fair fucking... I did not get into how they look. That is a fair... Jerry...
No, we did last time.
Jerry,
they were hot.
Do you hear this piece of shit, Doug? Challenging my friend Jerry, but Doug, you got a good point. They might be two horrifying messes. They might be, one might lost the left arm and the other might lost the right arm, and together they just make a whole bitch.
they need each other to play the guitar. You're a man of the world. I'm sure you spent a little time in the Bay Area with the hot tubs and the power exchange and maybe a little bit of Vegas. So
wait a minute. Wait, Doug.
You've seen the swinging lifestyle.
Is this the show's getting ready to get over?
That's it.
Doug, call in next time, man. We'll keep you posted on when this shit's coming out again. Hey.
I will, man. Hey, I really missed you, man, and I love seeing you live. Where are you going to be at in California anytime soon?
I'll be out there this Monday, so I don't know. MySpace me or some goofy shit, man. Thank you.
I'll do it.
All right, see ya. Hey, listen, to Dan in Ohio, to Terry in Philly, to Danae, who called me a fucking liar, you bitch. I don't want to talk to her because I know I'm going to curse her out. Call in next time, you fucking Danae, I'm a liar. Why? He's lying because I saw him in Philly and he blushed. You shut up. Curtis, I'm sorry, Matt in Jersey, Tony in Jersey, you know I like to talk, but the next time that the Black Phillip show is on, I'm going to make sure I get as many calls. That's where we're going to work out the kinks, because you know I like to talk. We like to talk, nigga. We like to run it down.
I told you.
And we're going to get to Upside Down, too, niggas.
That's
right. We're going to figure it all out.
I will get some more songs.
Hey, so what's going on with you, man? Anything you got to plug? You want to be around somewhere?
MySpace.com/DrewBoogie. That's it. DrewBoogie. That's the last time I'm going to spell it, niggas.
Drew Boogie, that's my dog. And young lady, we're not going to say your name because you're...
Thanks.
Drew Boogie's trying to get some ass, but we're glad you're here. Nice girl. Got a tongue piercing, too, you little dirtbag.
Nice.
Anything you want to say to the world? Nothing? Anything going on?
No, I'm good, thanks.
All right. Yeah, we ought to lock the door and get something from him, Drew.
Absolutely right.
That's what's going to happen. Dante, we want to be anything?
I'll be at Stand Up New York next weekend.
That's in the city. That's 78 and Broadway. That's in Manhattan. That's 78
and
Broadway. Stand
Comedy Village. I'll be in Comedy Village all this week.
All this week? Yeah. Comedy Village, which is formerly the Boston Comedy Club down on West 3rd and McDougal, between McDougal and Thompson. And Dante, you can see Dante around. And I'm going to be...
And MySpace me / Dante Nero.
This concludes Saturday Night Virus. Stay tuned next week for The Laszlo Show, 9 p.m. Eastern to midnight, only on XM 202. The Virus.